Blog Talk Radio.
Faith in God, blessed, still breathing, even though it's hard.
that I'll be flowing deeper than oceans, deeper than a woman's emotions. I think on real life things, the happiness and sorrows, praying every day, hoping I see a tomorrow. But if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Bless my mind with a rhyme to make, to change these times for heaven's sake. So here we go. I wake up in the morning, stretching, yawning, still on my house shoes, cause on the news, see what's going on in this urban environment known as the ghetto, the hood, birds chirping, but I'm certain they hear sirens in, fussing and fighting, people cussing at a high rate. Say a prayer for peace, poverty has got us irate. Wayne Dawson is talking, the murder rate has escalated. That's why I'm thankful for today, because I made it. See, I was stressing, depressing, had me defeated. Now even this recession is a blessing, because I'm here to see it. Took me some time, but now I truly believe it. You ain't promised the Bible, love your life and live it how you see it. Picked up the Bible, I held it in my palm, read the 91st Psalm, and all the words made my body calm. Got in my focus and I wrote this. I hope this will inspire the fire of desire when you're feeling hopeless. Here we go, another day, another chance to try to find a way to advance and better my circumstance. My thoughts run deep every time that I'll be flowing, deeper than oceans, deeper than a woman's emotions. I think on real life things, the happiness and sorrows, praying every day, hoping I see a tomorrow. But if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Bless my mind with a rhyme to make, to change these times for heaven's sake. So here we go. The heck with cop and bail, getting locked in a cell. Give me a life with a white tight, life of Rock and Michelle. Obama with no drama, throw my mama mail. So me and my family stay in line like a monorail. I'm trying to maintain and climb. Some cell came when they grind. I rhyme, but we both got pain on our mind. I got a 9 to 5, he got a 9 to survive. Both got 99 problems, but not 9 lives. Just one life to live, and one life to give. So we give all of this life to the fullest, that's all it is. It's changed after we chatted about the fact that we trapped in a maze, trying to find a way out and stay out. He told me that the dope game is getting played out. I told him that my job's similar to a slavery layout. Life is hard, he agreed, cause day in, day out, we go through hell, so we both got something to play about. My thoughts run deep every time that I'll be flowing, deeper than oceans, deeper than a woman's emotions. I think on real life things, the happiness, the sorrows, breaking every day, hoping I see a tomorrow. But if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Bless my mind with a rhyme to make, to change these times for heaven's sake. So here we go. I ain't never been to prison, and I thank God for that. But strange is some brothers think that I'm odd for that. Why? Cause I don't wanna see my mama cry after all of the drama we've been through. Half of my friends been to the pen, so what I'm supposed to do? Follow that legacy and go to the pen too? I think not. Only pen I'm trying to see is this paper mate that I got. Get behind these bars and stay locked in hip hop. And a man enough to say this, Rip is not a gangster, but a man enough to stand up for what I believe in. Thanks to the God from the man above, I'm still talking. What's hard to be hard, just walking in this path that I walk in. All around me, devils be trying to clown me. Positive nature makes haters hate you profoundly. I was falling for it, but the Lord got me digging. Misery loves company, and I'm sick of the visits. My mama spills game, I soak it up like Bounty. Riff Raff, the Ayatollah of the Cuyahoga County. My thoughts run deep every time that I'll be flowing, deeper than oceans, deeper than a woman's emotions. I think on real life things, the happiness, the sorrows, praying every day, hoping I see a tomorrow. But if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Bless my mind with a rhyme to make, to change these times for heaven's sake. So here we go.
All right now, y'all. Welcome to Moonlight Radio with your brother, Anthony Shabazz L. We finna go in today. We're going to talk about revolution, black power, Tupac, Monster Cody, and things of that nature. We're going to, you know, hash it out on all type of different levels. What I'm trying to do right now is load up the conversation between Monster Cody to give you people another side of Tupac as where he truly was a revolutionist, and he was for the people. But we're going to look at it from a different twist to see with some of the information that he was dropping in the conversation with the brother Monster Cody and and I didn't, my stuff is not loading up where I can give you insight or history on Monster Cody. We all familiar with Tupac and Monster Cody. He actually was, he's an author now. He wrote a couple books, and before the show over, I'm going to go in and give you the details on that brother there. But he's a gangbanger street brother, and but he's very brilliant, a very brilliant street brother. And he was one of Pac's friends, and they was politicking in this conversation on things that Pac wanted to do and try to move, you know, the black community in a different direction. And it was very, very, very interesting. That's why, like I said, I'm trying to get loaded up, because it was supposed to be loaded up, but somehow some technical difficulties occurred earlier in the week, not as of now, but I got somebody working on it. They're going to hit me up and let me know once they get it together for me. So we can listen to that, and we're going to listen to that. And after we listen to it, and I want everybody to listen carefully and have pens and pads and jot down some of the things that's being discussed between Tupac and this brother, Monster Cody. And we going to see, you know, was Tupac on the right path, which I say he was, because I know that the brother was doing things. I know he was targeted by the powers that be, the Beast. Fuck the powers that be, the Beast. The Beast was after him the day he was born. And he's going to, even Monster Cody's going to tell him that. He's going to confirm that, yeah, he know he always was a targeted individual, what we would call so-called TIs now. You see what I'm saying? And what you call conspiracy or conspiracy theory, you don't realize, or most people don't understand what the word conspiracy means. It was given to you as a protection word so that you don't deal with certain shit. We finna get live tonight, and I got a round table of people coming in, and we finna just go in, and we going in motherfucking hard, and we gonna tie all this shit in. So when you talk about conspiracy and conspiracy theory, you are the conspiracy theory. When you call what we say conspiracy, because, nigga, every day somebody's conspiring against your motherfucking ass, or you conspiring against somebody else. So when you talk conspiracy theory, in the context in which the white boy told you, when they talk about it in mainstream media, that's the one you keep in your mind, but you don't realize the true conspiracy. And we're going to get into that, and we're going to touch on that bullshit too. Keep in mind, conspiracy theory. We ain't going to let that go away. And if I do venture off and not bring it back up, I hope somebody texts in or in the chat room or whatever, because I don't know if I got the chat room open. I need to see it. I need to open this damn chat room. Somebody needs, if Sunray can open it, if he's listening in. If not, Sunray will probably open the chat room. I don't know. I don't know if he tuned in yet or came in yet. But anyway, please remind me or call in and then just remind me. You know what I'm saying? But without further ado, I'm going to bring in my co-host, which is Black Messiah Ra. He going to ride with me as we walk through this journey. So let me see if this him. And then I'm going to bring in some more people. I got 678 I'm going to go to first. 678. 678. No, that's me. Damn. My bad, y'all. I'm trying to bring my damn self in. Let me go to Black Messiah.
What's up, brother?
All right. So, it's a hoax. I'm about to bring my damn self in, and I'm already in. Work life.
All right.
Peace and love. So we're going to ride shotgun, and we're going to go in, you know, and I'm waiting for it to be loaded up. I'm going to get a call on the back end once it's loaded up, the video clip. But I know you already seen it, right? You already heard it.
Yeah,
I want the audience to hear the clip and take notes, and then we'll go in and speak upon the revolution. But in the meantime, between time, you go ahead, introduce yourself. If get out the information that you need to get out, you know, about what it is you do and what's going on with the movements that you're involved in and how the people can, you know, if they're interested, they want to be a part of what you're doing and want to contribute, donate, you know, because we always need donations for these movements and things of that nature or some type of work. And when we say donation, it has to be financial or spiritual or physical. So
right.
We beg, no, we don't beg on More Light Radio. You just give
that's
it
right.
up.
Right. We inform. I'm Messiah, you know, Messiah Ross, who are the Black Messiahs. I'm the Vice Prime Minister of the Black Messiahs. Black Messiahs is dealing with the UNIA, and there's a lot of Black Messiah movements all globally, internationally, all around the world. But at the same time, what we have to do is we understand what I do with the Black Messiah is that everybody's Messiah. Everybody's their own self-savior. You can't look for nobody to save you. You can't wait for nobody to save you. You have to do what you got to do and do what you got to do, and then you would be in unison because everybody looking for a savior. You can't do that. Everybody must have their own self-savior. I'm part of the Geechee Gullah Nation, and I stress I'm king of the Geechee, and I tell people, hey, if you're like, well, you self-appointed king, I'm like, if anybody got the power or resources that's going to put forth information about the Gullah Geechee Nation, especially the Geechee, then, hey, man, I'm riding with you. But until then, I'm out there informing the people. I'm on the battle line, and I'm thankful that I got avenues like Culture Freedom Radio, the brother Sun Ray been putting in work for years, and I got my brother in ride with now, Brother Anthony L., you know, the God, you know. So I'm just thankful for that. But at the same time, to stay on topic with the show, we dealing with Martha Cody, Seneca Shakur, and that Shakur, you know, the Shining Serpent, and that's been a deep name in the movement. So when Shakur, you got the last name Shakur, and you hooked up with the movement, of course, you know, Afeni, and you know the brother Matulu, who right now is fighting for his life. You know, Martha Cody was born, you know, Cody Dijon Scott. He was born in 1913, you know what I'm saying? He was born November 13th, 1963, I would say. You know, he was part of the gang, the Trey 8 Crips, and at the same time, you know, he did time. He got understanding. He was out there on the West Coast.
Not to touch your wisdom, because we had, hold on, because I want you to do the biography. But for the caller that was waiting, I know y'all was waiting a long time, but the caller that just dropped off the line, I think you was a five something. Please call back in, and I'll bring you in on the round table. If you out still listening, call right back in, and I'll bring you in. Go ahead, Brother Messiah. Finish breaking down the history.
Yeah. We want to talk about that, the significance of the people we talk about. Like we hear Martha Cody, and we get the gang banging essence and who he was. But you know he got back to his essence. He changed his name to make his secure. You know, it's not he changed his name. He finally woke up and knew who he was, because we all giving names like Scots and giving names to our slave master. But even when so deep it there's deep about this brother is that even him being a part of a really violent culture, he was still looking to identify with Black in the movement, and that's what's really deep about a lot of brothers out there, that we have the heart and we soldiers. It's just that we fight in the wrong war because we've been given the wrong information, and a lot of us don't have the time to be sit down. And I don't want my brothers to have to go in those institutions or prisons to be able to come out and somebody to really let them know what's really going on. That's why me and Brother Anthony doing the show and about to do the interview, so people can understand this is on a level. You don't have to go in to get it, because you got brothers out right here right now that's out here. I've been in. Now I'm out here doing a thing. Like Matula Shakur said, if you're not doing it right, you're going to go in there and you're going to see them because you're faking. And if you ain't doing it right, you're going to go in there because you're faking. And if you don't do it right, I went in there, I got it, I know it. I'm not trying to let nobody else go back in there, because we out here right now, so so you won't have to go in there. And we doing this, and however it go, we'll give it up right here and right now tonight for nobody else to go back in there. And that's the whole lesson of the story. And we got brothers in there like Matula Shakur. He fighting for his life. They won't let the brother out. Every time he come up for parole, they denying the brother somehow. And the brother reform. I mean, that was Park's stepfather. A really, you know, Park father. Park learned a lot of things from Matula. So we got to stand about the freedom fighters and everybody else that's out there that's been in this movement.
I want to ask you because like I say, you know, you have a lot more insight on it than me, and all I'm going by is, you know, what's been printed and what's been said, and I've heard a lot of interviews and things of that nature. But like you said, because you've been actually in that environment, when it comes to the brother Monster Kobe, do you want to break down his history a little bit and give a little insight about him? Because he was younger than Pop, actually, and you gave about Matula, but and you're a little older than me, and you came up in that era when a lot of that was jumping off. So I was on the ass end of it, you know, as a child. I'm looking at it, but it took me to become an adult and to gain knowledge to understand it, what it was that I was seeing as a child, because no one explained it to me. It just was going down. You dig what I'm saying? And
right.
I'm pretty sure you were probably young, but you were older than me to kind of like, you know, grasp hold of some shit ain't right.
Right,
you know?
Right. Cause,
it just
when
wasn't
I was
in my
coming up
spirit that it was wrong, but you was able to feel it in your spirit, was able to, you know, kind of like make some type of understanding of it.
Right. It's like with
so,
me and my age group, when Tupac hit the scene.
I know Tupac, I'm not talking about Tupac. I'm talking about the revolution in which Matula was involved in.
Monster Cody was born November 13th, 1963, and you know, listen to Tupac. Me being Tupac was one of my teachers, so you know, he was born in 1971. You know what I'm saying? June 16th.
Yeah, I was born in 72.
You know, and that's
my
already imprinted in people's mind. You know, June, you know, 1971.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? But Master Cody was born, and you know, he was born November 13th, 1963. So he was a little older than Pop. When the conversation hit down, and the big brother was like, bruh, you my little brother, man. And bruh, I'm feeling you, man. We need to connect, man, because it's that power. It's that force. So, you know, that's what that was dealing with, you know. But if you want to talk about Matula, you know what I'm saying? Matula, you know, he was Park's stepfather, you know. And Matula, you know, he went down. I had to say right now, Dr. Matula Shakur, you know what I'm saying, because the brother has been putting in his work, and a lot of people don't know, because, you know, we look at, you know, the aftermath for the people who are famous and the people, but you understand it's something behind this, because Pop was part of the movement. And being part of the movement, I tell everybody right now, is that Pop was Pop because he was born in the movement.
Right, and that's what made him a target.
Right, Matula was on court, Affini was on court. It don't matter how they got in their life, both of them became on accord. And, you know, and the thing is about Tupac, what I learned about Tupac, Tupac said is that when you study somebody, they no longer great to you. Because you can do your thing yourself. And that's one thing I always admire about Pop. And what I'm telling the people right now is that the people right now who have children, or you got the power to be in touch with your little children or young kids, that you can influence them, and they will be like Tupac, and you will be more like they Matulas and they are Finneys, because especially you give them that, especially if you got a child right now and you're in a relationship and y'all on the Black Power, give it to your child and you will raise that warrior or you will raise that God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Matula, you know, to give you some background on him, Matula Shakur, you know, he was born Jarrell Wayne Williams, 1950, as American Black National. You know what I'm saying? Now he's a prominent, you know, speaker and representative of the Republic of New Era. Down with the same thing. Minister that. So it's like everything we doing and everything that we got going on, it is what it is, and we building this army because we are doing what they have put forth and we taking up the mantle. That's why I'm so glad, brother, that you doing this show, giving me a voice to speak, because like I say, that the part that Matula's a part of, he's a proponent of the Republic of New Africa, you know, and he was close friends with Geronimo Pratt. And Mama Pearl, you know, she the youth minister of that in Atlanta, you know. So all us connected, we doing what we doing, but we got to do what we got to do. It ain't about being known or being famous, because I'm mentioning Matula right now. People don't really know about this. People know about Pop, but you don't know about the person behind the person. You understand what I'm saying?
That's what we're going to go into tonight, too. Like we did the show, I don't know if you listened to it back when me, Brother Eric, and Brother Sunray did the show, Who Sent You? And the powers and the money behind different movements and agendas. And we went in, and I, like I said, I named names, and I might can go on my thing and pull them up. I don't want to knock the keyboard off, but I talk about the McGregors. I talk about the Fields. I talk about the Rockefellers. I talk about all these high power people, the Soros, what's them other white boys? All these people have financial capital and backing as well. I talk about the Tavistock Institute, all. Like, people now, they don't even know where the word, like, you got certain phrases when they say turned up. They think some blackie told them that off a rap album. That come out of the Tavistock Institute. White folks created that shit. A lot of things that they say and they think is slang, that's in their everyday vocabulary and vernacular and the way they rolling, was all by design. And they put a black person out there to push it. Now, a black person was at the Institute to inspire it and come up with it, but they the ones that said, we're going to take this, push it, and put the money behind it, put the media machine behind it to make it become popular. So, yeah, the word did come up by Nick, just like the burn white Jesus thing. We know for a fact that came from Savannah Black. But yeah. Who would say that the white media will take that and put a spin on it and push it for their agenda or say, look, you work for me. I like that idea. Before you put it out, you let us work on it. And then you will be the face of it. So it do not
right.
come back to us. And this is what people got to understand. And that's why
right.
I'm going to open the show. You don't know who sent people to you to say and think the way you're thinking. And that's part of the mind control program. That's part of what they call MK Ultra. It ain't, you know, I just get to hypnotize you and you become an automaton. You become an automaton by the agendas that I already. And the best form of creating automaton, which automaton is dealing with people that's under mind control and they act totally as they're robotic. And the best weapon was that, it was Christianity. So they invented that in, like, the 1600s. They already had created the first form of mind control. And you was going to get down with it by accepting it, or you was going to get down with it by force, or your ass was going to die, period. You understand? That comes from what me and you talked about earlier, the doctrine of discovery. It tells you, conquer them motherfuckers anyway and make them conform to Christianity so that they give up all their wealth, their goods, their resources, and your greatest resource is your fucking common sense, not nothing in the ground. See, I'm finna get pumped up. You can get me pumped. It ain't nothing in the motherfucking ground. So when these niggas be talking about, we gonna go and get some land and get some resources, no. The greatest resource is your damn common sense, your mind.
That's right.
If I can conquer your mind, I can take every damn thing you stand on.
You got land. You got everything. You got the mind. You got play. If a person owns land and you got their mind, if a person got money, you got their mind, you got it.
You take everything.
Come on, brother.
When he invades you, he come with game. He get you to say, okay, yeah, take it. Go ahead, white man. You can dig there. And then when he get it and see that it's worth something, now he got a buyer, he kill your ass. Or he make you work and mine that shit up out of there. And when you realize the game been flipped and you want to rebel, then he kill you. But I just had to cut in with that. But go ahead and finish.
Yeah, you know what? To add on what you said, it's like this. It's even with we talk about the melanated beings, it's even with the non-melanated beings, they are being forced to do what they're supposed to do because they are fearful of white supremacy that's controlling everything because it's occupying the spaces of people's mind, no matter whether you black or white.
Exactly. But they think they getting something out of it because they was tricked to believe because, see, they a lazy group of people anyway. So, alleviate them on the burden off them, they become comfortable. And because they look and live like they comfortable, once you alleviate the burden off the blackie, he think he comfortable too.
Right.
He the one that was being played.
Right.
Because all of it belonged to him. All of it belonged to him from beginning. I don't give a fuck what part of the planet you talking about. I don't even get into that conversation no more. Where we from and all that bullshit, because it's a lie. You can sit and argue that shit all damn day.
You're not lying.
If you came from one motherfucking Pacific place, whether it's Egypt, the Nile Valley, no black ass still a Christian. Now, I'm going to say that. And I want motherfuckers to call it and challenge me on that, because I'm going to go in on that. You still a motherfucking Christian in heart with consciousness beyond the average Christian because you didn't come from one motherfucking place. There's no pinpoint of where a Negro came from, and I'll take you to your Bible and show you the world was void. It was full of spirits, and the spirits was all over this goddamn planet. The Dogons told you that. The Olmecs told you that. The Mayans told you that. Long before these niggas went and got jobs at goddamn universities doing the work for the white man to get their motherfucking, what you call that shit they get, tenure. The world was void. And when that motherfucker fell from one dimension to the next dimension, it became dense. It became materialized. It became physical. And out of the waters you came from, onto the land, and from the land, your women understood, and they became the manifestation of nature. And from out of the manifestation of nature, they did not have to create man. In a 1,000-year period of time, they were able to now carry the motherfucking man and woman inside of them and bring them out of the waters of their womb. So when the planet was formed and fell into the physical realm, a third dimension, a third rock from the sun, we was all over the planet. There was no motherfucking pinpoint place of civilization to ever exist. The only reason they look at the Nile Valley and they talk about Egypt is only because that's when a white man encountered your motherfucking ass when you created him, and then after you put him in the motherfucking cave of the Caucasus Mountains, and he came out of there, the first contact he came with niggas was in Africa. And that's all he knew. and he was raised up in Europe, and that's all he knew. So when you look at that motherfucking history from a Western point of view, as where the white man is trying to find his fucking origin, your black ass didn't need to be looking for your origin, because you was all over the damn planet. Elijah Muhammad told you. You was every damn where. You the owner, man, creator, earth, father of civilization, god of the goddamn universe. You was all over this motherfucker. You don't need to know where you come from. You ain't from no Africa. You ain't from no America. You ain't from no Asia. You from all over this bitch. Wherever you lay your hat and say it is what it is. Now,
you know, brother, you are speaking everything that a black messiah speaks. So now
that's
I know when
real,
I speak Brian, from a messiah aspect.
And if you
that's a messiah. That's nothing. That's universal. You speak it universally, brother.
Don't call in and want to go in on it. We'll go in on it. You can bring all your white man scholarship you learned, all the shit you learned. I don't care if you're talking with Dr. Ben said. I don't care what who none of them niggas said. Bring that shit right here now to more light. I'm going to give y'all ass some light. I'm going to show you what the Moors know. I'm going to show you what the Masons know. I'm going to show you what the black elites know. I'm going to give y'all that bullshit. Go find it out.
That's exactly what it is, brother.
Any of you niggas, pick up the phone. The motherfucking number is 347-850-8030. Bring that shit. I dare you to bring it, because, nigga, you can't bring that shit to me. For the simple fact, if you bring it, you ain't doing nothing but backing up white, like my nigga, like Black Messiah said, you supporting white supremacy when you come to me. And when you come talking about where we came from here, you talk about the Adam and Eve story. Because when you say we gonna pinpoint where black people, I don't give a fuck where they found bones. I just told y'all on the Wichita show, motherfucker, they found bones, and then they got motherfucking pyramids over here in America older than the ones in Africa.
Over the world, older than the ones in
Asia,
brother.
I'll go to Asia and show you bones that's older than the ones in Africa. I'll go to Africa and show you shit older than the shit in Europe. The black man and black woman was everywhere on this damn planet. We ain't got to worry about how old we is, nigga. Like Elijah Muhammad said, we 6, 10 years old. If you know how old water is, that's how you know how old the black man is. So what is you worried about what country you come from? And then now we going back to what we talk about with resources. Just because they got so many resources over in Africa, those are toxic. When they take those resources and refine them, they are toxic to the planet. Go to my Captain Planet show and listen to that. And when I showed you when Ted Turner was talking about destroying this shit, population control. But see, I'm doing a show next week about who wants the key to this motherfucking throne. Do the black man want freedom, and do he want justice, or do he want the key to the white man and rule the world the way the white man rule it? I'm going in on that, and I'm really going to fire y'all fuckers up. And Black Messiah, you're going to be there to help me.
Brother, I just want to say,
I'm on the tantrum right now. I'm just on the tantrum, but I'm going to get back to you.
The black man, you know, just to build that conversation, what we're going to build in next week, you know, it's either the black man, it's the key. But the black man got to know the key. I'm not saying the black man need the key to take over and continue the bullshit and perpetuate the bullshit or the psyche they got us under. But if the black man get the key and he get his peace in the middle pillar, he will know to restore the woman back on the throne. And through him, and she know, she know through him, and he know through her, it's the coordination, and it's the balance, you know.
Right.
Oh, yeah, brother. Yeah, that's what it is. See, we powerful. We know what it is. I'm glad you did. I don't even really want to talk too much because you on fire. You doing your thing, brother. And you putting down the facts, even with your passion, man. You putting down nothing but facts. You ain't attacking nobody. You putting down facts. Let people tell us the facts.
When you call in to address what I just said, and you ain't did no extensive research, and you ain't used no motherfucking analytical and critical thinking, because that's what they took from you. I can pull up the shit. Matter of fact, I want people to go and pull up Rockefeller's speech on education. And what did he say? He said, I do not want a nation of thinkers. And everybody went to motherfucking public school because public school was created by Rockefeller.
Well, you know what? I I'm a Pisces, so I look at things. So I'm an emotional being.
Let me finish this point, and then
I'll
let you just take it away.
Go ahead, brother.
20 minutes, however you want. Yeah, his protege was Einstein. That was his boy. He came out and said, do not confuse.
Hold on, brother. Who was Rockefeller's protege? Einstein was Nikola Tesla.
Nikola Tesla was the motherfucking, with the shit that they credit Einstein for was all Nikola Tesla stuff. He had access to all the shit that was in the Vatican that was stolen from the Moors in Europe. He was fucking with ancient Egypt shit, and he was fucking with ancient Moorish science shit. That's what Nikola Tesla was fucking with. And they gave all the credit to Einstein, and Einstein was Tesla's flunky. But he was a fuckboy for Rockefeller. And he came
Einstein.
Out and he made... That's right. Einstein ain't the brilliant motherfucker. It was Nikola Tesla. He was the brilliant one. But he didn't want to play ball. He had the heart to, he was a humanitarian. He wanted everything to be free, free electricity, free this, and blah, 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 because he was one of the ones, like Elijah said, there'll be a few whites that will be in the gates that will come and bring you back your shit. Me personally, I believe he was one of those white boys. And they killed him. So that's why I feel that way. Because of the fact they killed him, destroyed what he was trying to do. See what I'm saying? And then they go get this Nazi motherfucker, Einstein, but I was just using one of his quotes. That was a brilliant thing. That's one of the brilliant things he did say. He said, do not confuse education with intelligence. Just because you was educated don't mean you intelligent. Just because you know these white folks them put in your mind and broke down and showed you because they going through these, you participated in they mad science experiments and they came to these results. Nigga, don't try to pass that shit off as though it's the real deal. Because everything they do go against nature. You want to know something, just go ask your God. Like you said, ask your grandmama. She'll tell you. If it's real, she'll tell you. If it's bullshit, she'll tell you. Ask your grandmama, your mama, granddaddy, grandpa, what you think about that? He'll tell you, oh, boy, that ain't nothing. See what I'm saying? You don't even know why black people were sending their children to white institutions. That was to keep the peace with the white boy. You don't know, niggas don't know. We had our own shit. They didn't even have no education. Them niggas ain't getting no education until the 1950 is when the white boy really learned something. Y'all better go do the knowledge on that. We had schools all the way from the 1800s up. Them niggas didn't have nothing. They had little raggedy ass, let me teach you how to read and write, kindergarten ass, rocking room shit. We was already highly advanced. But they'll tell you now, oh, y'all was poor, y'all couldn't read, y'all came up from slavery. I'm going to tell y'all something about slavery. Like I said, I'm going to go back on the record. Your ass wasn't no damn slaves. Go look up the 17th. Matter of fact, go ahead and talk, and I'm going to give these niggas the motherfucking date of the act. Nigga, you were sharecroppers. And everybody that was abused and was kidnapped, they were kidnapped and abused, and they called that slavery. And they was forced into servitude. They called that slavery. But the true situation that was taking place, what they knocked in of a 400-year fucking slavery shit is a lie. And I'm finna show y'all, motherfucker. Go ahead, Black Messiah, because I'm about to pull this up.
Yeah, I just want to say, man, you know, everything you saying, brother, I'm glad
I'm
that you really I'm glad you got the opportunity to vent and what you saying, you coming with a passion and you getting the information out. You know, it's all good when other people vent and say what they got to say, but when you really kicking it and passionate about facts, we saying things that you can leave with and build with. It's just not an emotional high. We ain't here to take you to church. This ain't no 15. You listen to this whole show right here, and after 15 minutes later, your high gone. Shoot, your high, what we trying to give you right now to take you higher, we trying to put the facts down that everybody live and embody is the law, the rules, and the science, you know? Dealing with the spiritual, you know what I'm saying? Because we giving facts about, when we talking about Master Cody, and the thing about is what Matulu is so famously known for is that he got involved with a bank robbery. They accused him of being involved in a bank robbery that helped fund it to get Assad Shakur out of jail, break her out of prison, you know? So they get him for robbing the bank and trying to link up with him robbing the bank for getting funds that help break her out of prison, you know? So that's how deep the game get, and what people don't really know, we're talking about the actual revolutionaries, the actual people that live this, and I ain't talking about no Hollywood or no superstars, you know. Those are my heroes and my heroines, the people that's doing what I'm trying to do right now. And a lot of them are Assad Shakur. Right now, she in exile in Cuba. Matula Shakur. Right now, they got the brother locked up, and he's a doctor right now with a doctorate. And we out here, we fighting for the same things they fighting for. And we out here, and we done seen what they done been through. We done know, and we done learn, and we still carry the torch on them brothers and sisters. And that's what we here doing right now. That's what we trying to inform the people. I mean, it's about what we see and how we see it, because we all embody what we embody. But at the same time, each one teach one, everybody brings something, like you say, brother, to the round table. We ain't dismissing nothing. We ain't dismissing nothing. We going to deal with everything somebody brings to the table. Everything. Ain't about that arguing. Ain't about who know more than this. Ain't about who trying to be smart, who trying to be famous. It's about, man, if you know something, bring it to the table. If you bring it to the table, at least let me, you know, let me, I ain't going to say I'm challenging it to knock it down, but let me apply what I know to it, and you can elevate me higher, because I'm just not going to take nothing that nobody's saying, and I ain't dismissing nobody saying. I want to understand. The only way we can get that, I have to say my side, you say your side, and I ain't going to knock you. And at the end of the day, what we should do is we should come with a better premise, or we should come with a better understanding, and we should be bigger. Nobody should leave the table mad or angry or act like they ain't ate. Like Malcolm X said, just because you sit to the table don't mean that you dining or you a diner. But when you sit to this table or sit to my table, I want to make sure everybody eat. Because there's enough for us to eat.
Hold on.
I want to leave
you understanding. We got a caller that want to come in. I'm going to bring them in. Hello, 912. 912, you want to come in?
What's up, brother? What's going on?
Who this? 912. State your name and where you calling from and what else you want to talk about.
Savannah Black, brother.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Black? Yeah.
Hold on, brother. How you doing, brother?
Let's get this out because
I'm going to...
Hold on. You on. I ain't cutting you off. Hold on. That act is called the... For those who listening and going to listen on download, you want to look at the Homestead Act. You want to look at the Homestead Act. You want to look at the 1650 to the 1700s. The Sharecropper Act. The Farmer Act and the Homestead Act. Read all of those and say what was going on. When you want to talk about motherfuckers farming and slavery, it was a business contract that we had going on, and then they added the word slavery onto it because no blackies was considered a slave due to the fact slave means fly of Eastern European people, and at that time in Eastern Europe, that was when the Eastern European was enslaving Russians, and Russians enslaving them and all that was going on over there. So when you talk about slavery, and they was moving them all across the world, wherever they had their business at, they either came on the Indentured Servant. Look up the Indentured Servant Act. And then the 13 colonies, which is the 13 companies. Don't look up colonies. That's for school kids. Look up 13 original companies. And then you'll see 13 original companies became the Fortune 500 company me that you niggas buy shit from every day. Talk to me. Get up out of my face now. Go ahead, Savannah.
Call
Black.
At me.
Go ahead, Black.
Hey, yeah, I want to let you know, man, I got that audio that you wanted loaded.
Mm-hmm.
I got it uploaded.
Okay, we're going to drop that in a minute, but go ahead and go ahead and dig into somebody ass you want to dig into for a minute, and we'll play that.
Man, look
here,
man.
Come back and build.
Hey, you know, my whole bitch
Black
right now.
Black got me effed up around this bitch Curly. He done effed me up.
My beef is with the conscious community.
Me too. You heard me. That's why I went in their ass. Go ahead, though. Finish your statement. I ain't going to cut you no
but
more. I'm sorry.
Those, the dudes that's like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you know, back in the days, man, we wouldn't let them join in, you know, and play the game. Hey,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, got a little bit of shine about themselves. They shitting on everybody. You know, but they come around, they cover up that motherfucking red nose they got, you know, and come around us real, quote unquote, reindeer. I ain't want to say the other word, you know, and they act as if they are really one of us, but in actuality, they are not one of us. They are COINTELPRO, Sambo, Uncle Tom. Not the selfish ass Negroes, house niggas, Uncle Tom. Did I say Uncle Tom? Well, Uncle
I
Tom.
Say Uncle Tom.
Okay, and pussy niggas. That's what they are, brothers. You know, when you go to sleep at night, man, you think about what can you do tomorrow to make everything better with your brothers and sisters. When they go to sleep at night, they think of how they can goddamn come. You know, and go battle rap another brother, you know what I'm saying, on how much knowledge, you know, and wisdom that he know and he understand. I had to send somebody an email and let their ass know, hey, man, look here, brother. You know, why you going at me? I tell you what, instead of going at me, I gave his ass a whole list of motherfucking people that he should be going at or that he can be going at instead of trying to go off on me because of the Black Jesus Challenge. You need to be talking shit to white supremacy. You need to be talking shit to the government. You need to be talking shit to these Christian organizations. You need to be talking shit to motherfucking Islamic organizations that, you know what I'm saying, bang against your people. You know, why you want to come and talk shit to me? Because you look at the video and you heard the way I talk and you took that as my motherfucking intelligence level. And see, that's what I came to realize, man. In this game that we got called consciousness, there really is no conscious community, brothers. There is nothing but a whole bunch of knowledge of selfish, pussy-ass niggas. I said it, and I'm going to say it again. Knowledge of selfishness, excuse me, that was a typo the first time. Knowledge of selfishness, pussy-ass niggas. They don't have one goddamn bone or screed in them whatsoever. And then the bone or screed that people they see that they have, it's nothing but a fucking facade, a mirage, a goddamn placebo. Matter of fact, that shit is what we used to call back in the dope game. That's some sento, some synthetic-ass shit, some unreal-ass shit, some make-believe-ass shit. And they come around and they fool the people. They fool the people, brother, because they got good-ass video skills. They got good-ass picture skills. They got good-ass audio skills. They just some good-ass editors. They are some great editors. Matter of fact, I won't mind having one of the pussy-ass niggas on my team, but he might take my shit and flip it around and say it's his. But with a video camera and a little bit of software, they'll make these videos, and people will think that they are the truth. But they just don't know that those motherfuckers had did the video on 20 takes. What I mean by that is they had to do that same video 20 times, had to go back through it, cut, paste, delete, all the shit right here in order to get the desired product that you see. So people go around and say, oh, so-and-so the truth. Oh, that brother right there, he knocked. Oh, man, he got a skill. No. You have been fooled by knowledge of selfishness, pussy nigga. And don't feel bad because Mrs. Savannah Black has also been fooled by another selfish pussy-ass niggas. So what I want to tell everybody that's listening, you get into this conscious game or you already in this conscious game. Watch the people that's around you. Because I'm trying to think, it was a book that they talked about a couple of weeks ago, I think on Brother Sunray Show or either was Screen Truth, when they were talking about everybody is a potential agent. Because the people we're around, man, they are potential fucking agents. Agent-ass, pussy-ass, not just selfish-ass Negroes. That's all I got to say, brother.
Okay. And that's, I agree with you 100% on that, you know, because you find them everywhere. That's why the name of this show today is called Real Niggas Make You Feel Good. You see what I'm saying? And that's what I'm trying to do, surround myself around niggas that make me feel good, you dig? And if they don't make me feel good, you know, I can find other motherfuckers. I feel good by my goddamn self. But hold on, we got somebody calling in again. Another person from the 912. Let's go in.
All right.
912, who you is, state your name, and what you got to say about the conversation. 912-596. Go ahead.
That's me, brother. That's me.
Then who is the 912? Oh, that's you. That's you. Damn. I keep forgetting about me being, I'm the lit up in fucking blue. It's two of us. Okay. We all good. So
Yeah.
We can go into the monster, hey. Cody.
Hey, yeah, but hey, before we go into that right there, brother, I got a song, right?
Hey, did you put the face up? I'm a play Scarface.
Hey, check this out. I got a song that's already loaded up, right?
Mm-hmm. Play
the song, and the song reflects, you know, our feelings and how we feel about our brothers and sisters. And if you don't mind, I want to play it.
I'm gonna play it. What's the name of it?
I got it. I don't think I. Hey, I got it all posted up and everything. Only thing I have to do is play it.
All right, play it then, and then play the Scarface after that. Then, since you already.
All right then.
Play the Scarface. Then we'll come back. We'll chop it up, and then we'll go into the Monster Cody. And then we'll come back and build from there.
Hey, Messiah.
Yo, what's up, brother?
Hey, introduce this song right here. Hey, the name of this song, Messiah, is called Niggard. Introduce this song right here, brother.
Yeah, I'm going to mute myself for a minute, y'all. You hear me?
Go ahead.
I'm going to mute myself. Go ahead and introduce the song.
Hey, that's the song, I Love My Niggard, brother.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you know, one thing I say, man, no matter what, man, I love, I say, Mr. Savannah Black, personally, Mike Ski, has always been one of my biggest supporters through everything, man. It's ugly, bro, but, you know, everything, that's always been one of my biggest supporters, and that's one thing I can never deny. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now on radio, talking and doing what I'm doing on old radio show, Yo Mama Black, and the brother wouldn't have ever plugged me in. He always plugged me in with everything, bro. This song is I love my niggas, or my niggas, or my niggas from the falling to the top. All right, brother. Appreciate that.
I love niggas, I love niggas, I love niggas, because niggas are me, and I should only love that which is me. I love to see niggas go through changes, love to see niggas act, love to see niggas make them plays and shoot the shit, but there's one thing about niggas I do not love. Niggas are scared of revolution.
City on the track, nigga.
DJ Messiah. I love my niggas, from guards to fiends, hustlers, drug dealers, and anything in between. They all go getters, from guards in the holes. I love my niggas. I love my niggas, from guards to fiends, hustlers, drug dealers, and anything in between. They all go getters, from guards in the holes. I love my niggas. I love my niggas, so I don't read from the book. They always told me I could not come up with a hook. Feel the pain, that's no longer here. No need to imagine you hear me now. For my family and children, hard times. Oh wait, the hard living. Went from kneeling in the cathedral to standing up in prison. When you don't speak with conviction, they say, boy,
where you been locked up? Yeah, my nigga, I got caught, but I ain't been caught up, cause I'm no longer kneeling, looking to the ceiling. Black Madonna, the beginning, the portal of the darkness, I'm revealing. Hail Mary, come on and ride with me. I mean, I love my niggas, but won't catch me with no Jesus peace unless I got a clock for five, so that name ain't too fish shake. I make King James Version sound like Darkness Soup. I'm the motherfucker too, spell at your local Catholic sites. Reverend Delaney can't even spread his spirit press that I'm vibing with, nigga.
I love my niggas, regards to thieves, hustlers, drug dealers, and it ain't between, they all gold givers. The gods in the holes, I love my niggas. I love my niggas, from God's to thieves, hustlers, drug dealers, and it ain't between, they all gold givers.
I love all my niggas, man.
I love my niggas.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, American Samoa, District of Columbia, Federal States, Micronesia, Guam, North Mariana, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, and all my niggas worldwide. Anybody out there, you gotta take all my states of love. Y'all niggas have been church. Hold up. Hey, yeah, the black man. I love my niggas. Yeah.
Hotel.
There we go. Yeah, yup. We're going to go into one more song. Black Messiah brings us into the, Savannah Black brings us into the next one. That's Scarface, No Problems. Y'all listen to this shit real deep. Listen to what the brother got to say.
You
got to
call. You got to call on the line too, brother.
Yeah, well, let me bring the caller in first. I'm bringing the caller in. Then we'll go into the song, okay? We don't want
call
the caller
unknown number.
Yeah, I'm
what's good,
I'm,
man?
Hello?
Yeah, what's good, man?
What's up, family? What's your name?
Hey,
no,
man. I see y'all had the title for the show with that call between Pac and Monster Cody, which is deep on so many levels, man. Glad people out here hearing it.
Okay, brother, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring you in and keep you on for the panel, because what happened was we had some technical difficulties earlier and we didn't get a chance to play it, so we are going to play it, and then we're going to have a round table discussion, and I would love for you to stick around, because as you just said, the conversation is so deep, and I would love to hear what you got to say and add in on it. You know, we just had to just carry on and freestyle until we was able to load the clip up. So
okay,
you stay around with your name, my brother.
Name is Naj, man. Hey, I sit the phone down because I got to go up here and check on my food, man, but I'm going to come right back after that.
I know you already heard it, so we just going to play it for the people that didn't hear it, but then once we play it, you can come in and you're going to be on the round table and bill. So go ahead and do what you got to do and take your time, because we're going to play the full, we're going to play it in its entirety. So that's 22
all right, that's
minutes.
What's up.
So you got 20 minutes to do whatever you want to do and take notes, cook your food, eat your food. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, God. Just do that. But all
right, man.
Around.
If I get dropped, I'm going to call right back. Don't trip.
And I'm going to bring you right back in. So don't worry
about
it.
That's what's up, man.
All right, we're going to go to the Scarface jam. No problem. I don't know if you ever heard this Scarface shit for 2014. Go ahead and drop it, Savannah Black.
All right. Let me bring him up. Here's Scarface and No Problems.
This shit get me amped.
Oh, hell yeah.
Greatest ever done it. You can learn from it. Dope game ran it. Rap game running. Street cred hunting. Nerd turned D-boy, not genetic makeup. Baby, I'm a G-boy. Hashtag street boy. Wrong one to fuck with. Cross me at your own risk. Play to get back. You can trust this. I am far from average. To me, it ain't no such thing. Me against the world. So fuck it, I let my nuts hang. I've been on the bus bang, kill if the need be. I don't need an army when the smoke clears, he sees me. Rhyming at his finest, unlike those vaginas. They claim that they the real deal, knowing I'm the highest. Top of the command chain, I am what the streets made. I am what the hood built, you were just a weak lame. Homicidal maniac with suicidal tendencies. You're more like a punk band, I'm more like a pedigree. A nigga you ain't seen yet, so y'all cannot describe me. I'm a freak of nature, don't shit here surprise me. Money over everything except the nigga's manhood. I am not a prostitute, you don't understand hood. Fuck a nigga getting here, unless he about to give me mine. Otherwise he prime beat, shocking when I up the nine and hit it with it 7 times. Fuck you thought I'm civilized? Welcome to the jungle, fool. It's only right I punish you. Nigga with an attitude, feel like MC Ren felt. Quiet on the set, you funky bitch, you get your friends slipped. I give your game a black eye, blame it on the black guy. I be on some nigga shit, I'm niggerish, so that's why. Guess what my religion is, this is what the business is. Exposure for you garbage ass rappers, you can witness this. Came to bang your game up, pussy think they came up. Oh, you got a drop head, so now you think you famous. I hear it's dangerous, and we don't know your name, cuz we don't even give a fuck. Rappers get it fucked up. Security say you not, it's they side job. They don't want no conflict, they don't want no problem. Nah.
I want this to be as offensive as I can fucking make it for these old ass punks that's running these record labels. You know, that's in the powerful position to dictate what the black community hears and listens to. You know what I mean? I fucking hate that shit. Like, that shit pisses me off. Like, there's no fucking way that you can tell me that it's not a conspiracy against the black in hip-hop.
And that's just what it is, man. Hold up. The brother just told you, man. People controlling the industry, controlling everything. And brothers getting mad. Brothers upset by that. But it's real brothers in the game that we look to. And I'm glad you played that song. Because it's real brothers in the game. You don't know who's who. But I know Scarface is of the I Am.
That's why I chose Scarface, because Scarface and Pop was real tight, and a lot of people ain't know that. They was real, real tight and homeboys, you know? So I wanted to put one of his homeboys out there, and if you listen to what Scarface was saying, it's going to correlate with what the conversation that we about to play is saying, too. And you see how Scarface, he said, these high-powered motherfuckers with the conspiracy. See, he even know, he, like he said, it's a conspiracy against the black, especially in the hip-hop. So we going to touch on that, too. You see what I'm saying? But time is winding down. We might have to go into overtime with the round table discussion. So we're going to go ahead and play the conversation, and then we'll come back, and then we'll build on it. So is that okay, fellas? Y'all want to do it like that? Huh? Y'all fade now.
Gonna go, brother.
Okay, y'all want to do it like that? Okay. Well, go ahead
brother.
All right, go ahead and play it.
It's going to go how it's going to go.
All right, play the Tupac.
Sahika, what's up?
Tupac, two player.
Hey, I got the message you was trying to send, but you know, they had me on a Hannibal Lecter trip.
Yeah, I was wondering what happened, because they do that to me, too, when I was up in there.
Yeah, I heard.
Certain people I couldn't write to, like Matula, they opened my whole letter to him.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I would get at Matulu, but I would go around a long way, right? Through this cat named Robin. Or I get at Waitangi, I'd go another way, too, right?
But I was like, scared to do that shit. I didn't want nobody else to get the letter, because this other cat wrote me and said that you talked to him and it was cool to send it through him, but I was like, shit.
Yeah.
I know he said that.
Right.
Everybody know I'm trying to get at you.
Hey, that was a good shout-out you gave me, man, in the vibe, man.
Oh, you know it's
appreciate
all real,
that,
man. I've been trying to tell you. To your face for the longest
time. I'm telling you,
know?
But you don't remember when we met, huh?
Nah.
Over McCool.
Waitangi said it was up in L.A., right?
Straight up, man.
I don't remember that shit.
Me, you, I'm thinking who it was. It was me, you, it was Yakasi's way, Asanea, Dara. We was kicking over Makungu's pad.
I still don't remember that shit.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be butted out, though.
So. I know, homie. Hey.
There ain't no secret.
Hey, you got my number here, though.
Nah.
You called me, remember?
But I got that number from Mo. He was with me. He dialed the number for
me. Okay, take this number down.
Okay.
909-243-2889.
2889.
Hey, you know we start shooting the movie next month, right?
You do?
I'm telling you, man, I want you to play me, man.
I want to play
okay,
you.
Dig this.
Okay,
dig this.
Nobody play you.
Dig this. Check us out. The producer, I mean the director, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is Antoine Fuqua, a young brother, 28 years old, from Baltimore, right? But he's straight-up cat like us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's a good cat. We got hella pull with him, right?
Mm-hmm.
We ain't even did casting yet, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You got to put me down.
I'm telling you.
Got to play.
I'm telling you, I didn't see your shit. I just seen Juice.
Oh, you did?
Because I was locked up all them years.
Oh, shit.
I just seen your shit, man.
Word.
Yeah.
I just wrote
the
ring.
What was that, last night? Yeah.
When I was up in that jailhouse, I wrote one, too. Supposed to be getting that shit together. What else you doing, man?
Hey, man, you wouldn't believe I got some dope-ass lyrics.
What?
I'm serious. I got some shit called Level 5 that's bomb shit.
What?
Wait up. Hey, I'm talking about, hey.
You got to come in the studio then.
I'm kidding. I got some shit.
So when you going to come through?
When can I come through?
Anytime you want. I'm in the studio every day. I'm finishing my album. I'm doing a double album this Christmas called All Eyes on Me.
Hey, man, hey, I'm telling
you. I got the song with Dre. I got the song with Roger. I got a song with George Clinton.
That shit is fat. Hey,
I got Sister Soulja coming. If you come, nigga, we could do the bomb.
I'm telling you.
Together.
Hey, check this out. Check this out. I'm telling you, that shit you shot, man, So Many Tears.
Yeah.
I mean, I burst out in tears when I heard that shit.
You like that shit?
Man, you shot that shit. I'm telling you, yesterday I was cleaning up the pad.
Uh-huh.
And I was, me and my wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm cleaning up the pad, and Lord Knows was on, right?
Uh-huh.
And that's the last verse.
Yeah.
That shit hit me and froze me, man.
That's the one, man.
Man, hey, homie, I love the shit out of you, man. You shot that shit.
Player,
I'm
partner.
Telling you, brother. I'm telling you.
You my player. I was telling you. It was this letter I was trying to say to you, man. When them dudes put out the pistols to me.
Man, who was that, man?
It was these fools from New York, this gang out there called A-Team. These
man.
Fools was mad because I told them I wasn't fucking with them no more.
Man, them motherfuckers, I was mad as hell about that shit.
But when they pulled the pistols out, I swear on everything I love, first thing I thought about was reading in your book when you was talking about how you felt when them niggas drew down on you.
Ain't that cool?
Exactly how I felt. The setup, the shit you was talking
man,
about,
shit,
how you just look up and the nigga be like, boom,
right
like
there
bullet.
At you.
Everything was just like that.
When I was reading about the shit that happened to you, I was like, man, this shit is straight like parallel to me.
It's exactly
I'm telling
same.
You, can't nobody
bug me out.
Man, I'm telling you, we start shooting in December, man, and no later than January.
Mm-hmm.
And Propaganda's doing it, right?
Oh, that's good.
Propaganda's doing it with PolyGram.
Uh-huh.
And with the shit is already, man, I'm telling you, I'm going to plug you in, man. I'm
plug
telling you, can't nobody
in.
Do this shit but you. And we're going to have that Shakur thing.
All right, I'm going to blow it up.
We're going to have that Shakur thing.
Hey, I represent it for you.
I'm telling you.
All of New York. I got all those New York dudes who hate the West Coast
yeah.
screaming out your name.
Hell, that shit.
I was passing your autobiography to niggas because they didn't understand the West Side.
I'm telling you, hey, I seen you on BET one time. It was you and John Singleton, right?
Yeah.
And you asked John Singleton, you read that book, Do or Die? And he said, have you read Eat to Live? And Watani was there, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I've been following you, bro.
Yeah, man. John Singleton a coward, though.
Yeah, I also heard what you did to the Hughes brothers.
Yeah, man.
I read that article that interview Dream did with you.
Yeah. Hughes brothers was cowards, too.
Yeah.
Man, I just been struggling out here looking for you, man. I need some help, man.
I'm telling you, I'm here, brother. Whatever I can do, man, I'm telling you straight up. I'm going to plug you in.
Got to, man.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, Pocky.
And I want to get this organization started with you. Only we could do it. Let me tell you the idea.
All right.
It's like we start like this youth league, right?
Right.
Like football league, basketball, football, softball, for girls and boys. I'm
going
to get all the rappers to adopt the team.
Right.
Each rapper have his own team. Coolio have his team. Tretch have his team. I have my team. And we play. And the rappers are the ones that put the money up. We get the field. We play.
Right.
We have, like, the churches come out and sell food.
That's real.
We had the fathers and the uncles and all of the men in the community. They do security.
Right.
Get their respect back for the kids and
straight
everything.
Up.
Then we had the FOI come out. We had the deacons from the church. They do security. And we just play football, baseball. You know, get that community spirit going again.
I'm with
then
it,
on the weekends, we have block parties.
All right.
And every rapper got to get up. Every rapper, nigga, if you got a record out, you got to get up for us. You got to come do a free show for the hood.
That's real.
And it's like a little tour.
That's
so
real.
We do that. We get all the communities back together. Now, I'm talking to Al Sharpton about this, some other motherfuckers with some power. And then when we do that, we register the voters. And if we can register them for Democrats, Republican, or Independent.
Yeah.
Once we register the voters, we have power. Then we start going up to the mayors of these cities and telling them, look, we got this many voters in this city. We want you to do this. We want a community center. We start hitting up Nike for the free clothes, the computer stores for the free computers for each community center. And if they don't, then shit, that's how many people we have in those cities we can regulate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If we telling the mayor, nigga, if you don't do this, then we ain't going to do this.
Yeah. We telling them we can clean up the streets. I'm going to have all these tough-ass, supposed to be gangster rappers.
Straight
up. We're going to all get in the van. We're going to travel. L.A. got to be the last place because it's going to be hardest. But we can do New Jersey, all of that. We're going to drive to all these drug areas, right?
Yeah.
Imagine me, Redman, Tretch, Ice Cube, them type of niggas getting out, going up to the... whoever's the main drug dealer on that block, who runs shit? You know, if we get out of a van, be like, what's up, nigga? How y'all doing? What's up? Yo, who the nigga that runs shit? They gonna take us to that nigga. We invite those niggas to dinner, invite them niggas to some Dom Perignon, steak and lobster, and be like, look, player, we asking you, not telling you, we asking you as a player to a player, can you please give us a pass to have these streets clean from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., 6 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Right.
Let that be for the kids. Let them the niggas be safe during those times. No gunshots, no drug dealings. From 11 p.m. to 6 a.m., y'all can have the streets back. But let us get the streets from these times. Then we could get these politicians. I talked to Al Sharpton. He said he can get the police to, like, chill out on those nighttime patrols if niggas can get the streets clean from 6 to 11.
Hey, but, and you know what else, too, though? Well, when I talk to you face-to-face, I'm going to drop some shit on you, right? Some other stuff, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's bad, man. You know, I'm with all that, right? And, you know, that's my type of work.
Yeah, we need power, man.
I'm telling you. Hey, dig it, man. You know, hey, I'm telling you, we got power, man.
Yeah, we need power. Power is numbers. And it's like, we rappers,
you know,
man, while we don't have, we got the juice, we just ain't doing nothing with it.
Because it ain't collectivized.
Right.
I tell you what, did you see them cats in Chicago? I think they was GDs.
Yeah.
Like, they put people in the street.
I know, they be looking out for me when I come out there.
And they be running, they be running people on the ticket, like, for councilman.
I know, they got them, this dude, what's his name, some nigga they just had out there, but he lost.
Yeah,
he
Gator.
He came close, though.
Yeah, them some good cats, too, man.
I went out there, they be looking out for me, but they be gang, so, like, the one set want me to be down with them, and the Blackstones want me to be with them,
GDs
be with them, but, yeah, I had a run-in with them in Milwaukee, because that was when that little kid died. Yummy Sandifer.
Yeah, I heard you send a shout out to him.
Yeah, I did a show that next day after they just killed that kid.
Yeah. Because
you heard what happened, right?
Yeah, they executed him.
Right, they executed him. And I was out there, and when I did the show, the gang was in the fucking audience. The whole gang had, like, bought out the stadium.
Damn.
So I'm rapping to the niggas that just killed this little kid.
Oh.
And they all screaming out, Thug Life. And I felt bad. Like, wait
did
a minute,
you?
They got it twisted.
Yeah.
So I started cursing them niggas out. Like, y'all niggas is cowards. Y'all niggas cowards. Y'all killed that kid. Y'all niggas is punks, man. I hate all you niggas. I heard all you. Them niggas start throwing shit. We
had
to get out in the stadium.
Damn.
It was tough, man. The whole gang tore up the whole neighborhood. But then I started getting letters from that area where all, like, the mothers, the girls was writing me, like, thank you for doing that because everybody's scared of these niggas. See, that's what I want to do.
That's right.
I want to, if these gang niggas ain't going to get straight, then I want to take them out the gang.
That's real.
Because if they don't, it's making trouble on us.
Yeah, because
I mean?
If you ain't part of the solution, then you're part of the problem.
No
and
doubt.
Therefore, you're going to be trying to whack us anyway.
No doubt.
You see what I'm saying? So, you know, business as usual.
That's how I feel.
But just for the forces of good, man. You know, I'm with all that, Pac. You know, anytime, anything I can do, brother, you know, that's what I'm about, man. I've always been less of a talker, more of a doer.
It's all good.
And, you know, I mean, LA, you know, that's just my style, man.
Yeah, no doubt. You talk to Bone?
Yeah, in fact, me and Bone.
He's going to do something, too.
Yeah, Bone is doing, when they shoot the movie, Bone's doing a documentary called The Making the Monster, right?
Oh, he is.
Yeah, and he's also doing another documentary, man, about street organizations.
Yeah.
Got some old footage from the Panthers and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, the shit is fat, man. How's mom's doing?
She doing good. We just had a show in Vegas.
Did she?
We had a big-ass show in Vegas, me and the dog, because I'm on death row now.
Yeah, hey, man, congratulations.
Thanks.
You happy over there?
Yes, all right, so far. So, let me tell you. Hold on 1 second.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah.
Sorry, that was my lawyer and shit.
Yeah. Hey, what's up with the case, though?
Shit, it's going crazy now. Damn, hold on 1 second, please.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know I had the police case.
Yeah, and now, I heard they wanted you to compensate them.
They tried to sue me.
What?
These fools shot at me.
And you defended yourself.
And they tried to sue me. And white people was crazy, because if this was anybody else, they'd get that nigga a ticket tape parade.
Straight up.
Unarmed man. Two motherfuckers. That was fucked up.
Yeah.
So they suing me. I got this girl who lied about the rape shit. She's
you smoking weed right now, huh?
Huh?
You smoking weed right now?
Nah, cigarette.
Oh.
I will be focusing with my homeboys when they come out here right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
But the girl, see the girl that did this rape shit, she hooked up with the niggas that shot me.
Oh, is that right?
It's all connected. It was a big plan. I just caught it like at the end, and that's why they shot me.
Man, hey man, you gotta stay up, man. When you step through that way, man, you gotta be on point. Bro.
I ain't going through there no more. If I do, I'm going with 100 motherfuckers.
Yeah, I'll be one of them.
Yeah, no
you know
doubt.
I mean? Cause, man, we can't be having you not here. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's what killed me. But you know what? You know what it was? Here's my problem. Just like I'm feeling you, what you're saying. I always, because of where my mom raised me, the way this the movement is,
yeah.
they fucked my head up in a way. See, like you could be movement orientated, but you got the gangbang shit first in
right,
your mind.
Right.
My shit, the gangbang shit, comes second to me.
Right, right.
And now I'm trying to make it come first, because that movement shit will fuck you up. Movement shit got me loving every brother.
Yeah.
You know
and,
what I mean?
And therefore, you let every brother get next to you,
right.
and every brother
if
got a chance
need
to whack you.
I'm there for you. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nigga need
yeah.
money, a job, I'm with you.
But,
niggas
see,
be coming up to me with guns on. Niggas be hugging me with techs on. You know what I mean?
But dig this, though. You know what? The thing is, man, we got to be individuals, too, inside the movement and whatever we're involved in, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got to be able to differentiate between cats that are firm and cats that ain't firm. And sometimes it takes some type of a test, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when we talk about, for instance, me, man, you know, I am who I am. I survived through what I survived through by being intelligent, by not allowing cats to outsmart me, put me in precarious positions where I can get whacked, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I choose my friends very, very carefully. And I understand there's layers and layers of friends, you see?
Mm-hmm.
There's some I hold close to the body, man, like a vest, and there's others I hold at arm's distance, and some I just look at,
mm-hmm.
and some I don't even fuck with, right? But the circle is small, but the ones that are in there, I believe are trustworthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
For instance, you and I. You and I have been primarily through the same shit, man, in our lives.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying? And we're like 10 years apart almost.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you and I share a common, almost common destiny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what you grew up in is what I came around to. You see what I'm saying? Like
uh-huh.
you pointed out that the banging shit was first with me, then the movement. With you, the movement was first, and then the banging was came second.
Yes, that's the ill shit.
I'm getting around to where you grew up at.
And I'm getting around to where you grew up
you
at.
You see, so who else better? You see who can get along than you and I,
no doubt.
And watch each other's back. Cause
no
you
doubt.
Want it, I want it.
No doubt.
Together, but you know what I mean. We,
yeah.
you know, you man, you got the courage of a gunfighter. When I read that shit, what happened with when Dream Hampton wrote that piece
mm-hmm.
down there with the pigs, right?
Yeah.
I was like, it's my boy, man.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
See, that's another problem. I'm helping another nigga. Nigga, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Nigga in the middle of the street getting beat up. I'm helping him. He run off and don't even help me.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man.
These niggas just shot me. Like when the shit out, when the white cats pulled the gun on me, I was prepared. You know what I mean?
Man,
I could react. When a nigga pulled the gun on me, I like froze up. Like, oh shit, a nigga gonna kill me?
Yeah. I'm telling you, you know what we should do, Pop?
Hmm.
I'm telling you, me and you should sit down, right? And we should do a book on you, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I'm trying to do that.
Check it out, man. A straight up autobiography or something like that. Based on your life, like Malcolm had
mm-hmm.
sat down with Alex Haley,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, man, because the shit that you've been through and I've been through, just like my book, man, I had to document that shit.
Hey, your book is on everything, homie. I'm not just saying this. Your shit is a classic.
I'm telling you.
Yo, it's niggas, when I was up in that jailhouse,
yeah.
niggas who hated Westside, they don't like nothing, they was loving you. I had motherfuckers speechless.
Is that
they was
right?
reading, niggas that can't read, was
yeah.
reading your shit in one day.
Yeah.
Nobody could put that shit down.
But I'm telling you, hey, but yours would be just as explosive, and I'm telling you, brother, I guarantee you, before we even get through with the book, Hollywood would be on our jock.
No doubt.
I'm telling you, man.
They already want me to do something.
I'm telling you.
I've been holding them back because I can't get the right one. I asked, like, Maya Angelou to help me write an autobiography. She was like, okay.
Man.
But it's
but
a time thing.
You know what you need? And also, too, you know what you need? Somebody to write it from our level.
Yeah.
To kick the slang, to have this shit right. Maya Angelou might put some perfect English in that motherfucker.
And it ain't going to come out
you
right.
You know, you and I, we're going to kick the language we kick.
That shit got to be like your shit.
I'm telling you.
Hey, but you know what you got to put me here, too?
What?
Overstand.
I'm telling you.
Put me here to overstand,
okay,
man.
Dig it. This is the thing. All right.
Lil Monster tried to do it one time, but I didn't catch it.
Okay, dig it. The word understand, it's a play on one's person, right? For instance, understand, to stand under, to be below,
mm-hmm.
to be demeaned. And so when you're under anything, it's hard for you to get a whole view of what's going on above ground.
Uh-huh.
So when you're under, you have a disadvantage. So, or especially when you're standing under someone or under anything, you can't comprehend it, you can't feel it, you can't vibe with it. So I created the word overstand, to get up over that shit.
Mm-hmm.
To get a vantage point where you're looking down on some shit. You
okay.
see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like a helicopter got a vantage point over us when we have to get in the street and break.
Right.
They can see us better than the pig call at our level. So
I like that.
The helicopter has an overstanding of us to a great degree. See what I'm saying? So
yeah.
what we have to do, and words control people, man, I'm telling you, when you think, when you speak positive, you think positive. So all the time I be trying to overstand shit, get a full comprehension.
That's right.
You feel me?
That's right.
So, yeah, that's where that came from. That concept came from.
Man, I'm so happy you about that shit, man.
Man, they had me on A. They had me like pops.
I know they had
I'm telling you, me and Pop was like, because when they had Matulu over in Marion, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were getting our correspond on, and he sent me the third code. You know, mm-hmm. of course I endorsed it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then next thing I know, I got a clipping on prisoners of war, and they had sent him over Thorns. So then we had to do a whole other trip with the mail, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I just heard that Chin had drowned it, but he's
yeah,
well
yeah,
now.
Yeah, all right now.
He's not well now, ain't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. He was on respiratory.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm in jail, too. They telling me this shit.
Yeah.
But the shit that's fucked up is like when Matulu, like, me and him used to talk all the time. When I first came to L.A.,
yeah.
he was like my eyes and ears. I told him everything. Then I think them crackers got a hit that day. He was like, we was talking every day.
Yeah.
And they just killed that shit. I haven't talked to him in like a year, more than that.
Well, still, they, you know, of course, You got legacy movement problems with the pigs. They
yeah.
can't stand to see you, brother, because you of the bloodline.
You ain't lying.
You got them deep roots.
They're calling me. Hold on one more time.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah.
Man, they was calling, man, the shit that I couldn't, even reading your shit, like how you be saying when you was up in there, niggas like hitting a nigga in the nuts and all that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
You ain't lying. I get up there, these motherfuckers calling me nigga, and I'm bugging out. I never had no white people calling me a nigga and nothing
yeah.
happened. And in this jail I was at, you get 7 years if you touch the police no matter what.
What?
7 years no matter what. Because I was in maximum security.
At Dannemora, huh?
In Dannemora.
Yeah.
Then they had me in a special program, like a federal program they got called APPU, Advanced Placement, something.
Yeah.
Where it's all, like, notorious motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So I'm up in there with niggas with 80. Damn, one more time. Hello.
Yeah.
I'm up in there with niggas with 80 years, 60 years, and I'm doing 1.5 to 4.5.
Yeah.
And I'm knowing my life in danger. These niggas ain't never getting out.
Yeah, I seen moms on Team Summit. She was explaining that, right? That they had you in the maximum security prison.
Yeah.
And I was like,
locked down 23 hours a day.
That's how they had me.
Before I even broke a rule.
And that's heavy. They didn't even give you the opportunity to break one.
They was like, it's for my own protection because I wouldn't sign into PC.
Oh, fuck that.
So they
shit.
Got mad, right? Because
yeah.
he was telling me, you're going to die in here. You're going to die in here. I said, well, I'm going to just have to die. I'm not signing no PC.
That's
He's
right.
like, well, we're going to put you in IPC. That's involuntary protective custody.
Right, right.
So I'm fighting. I'm getting lawyers to fight me to get out of IPC to get me in population.
Because
they put me in population the first day I got there, right?
And was
they
it cool?
Me, huh?
Was
Hell
it
yeah. Even though I'm on the other side, I'm with all enemies. These niggas hate me because I'm throwing the west side.
That's
I'm banging
right.
on the east coast.
That's
I'm
right.
screaming west side, nigga.
Right.
Any team, everything. So when I get there, the pigs didn't give me no, they didn't give me no toiletries. You know, when you come there,
yeah.
you get that
they
cot and don't
get
yeah.
nothing
else. They made
yeah.
me, like, it was a bloody cot, blood all on the cot, no nothing. They left me in population for like 2 hours. In 2 hours, I had everything I needed. Niggas brought me toothpaste, toothbrushes,
That's
a
cool,
banger.
Man.
Niggas were bringing me knives, weed, heroin, cocaine, everything I wanted. I was like, nah, I'm cool, homie. I don't
That's
need
real.
That. I gave niggas the bangers back. I didn't want no bangers. They weren't about to set me up for nothing.
That's
it was
real.
Three murders there while I was there.
Damn, I bet shit was jumping off. You was like, damn,
we had the highest level of murders in New York State.
Damn.
Niggas was getting murdered, man. Niggas with the same time I was having.
Dannemora, huh?
Yep, they crazy up there.
It was popping.
Crazy.
crazy up there. Riot,
you know,
they've
been hooking you up on the videos. Were you happy with your videos?
Yeah, no doubt. I wanted just to keep my face out there.
Yeah, they shot that shit.
Yeah, we finna shoot another video this Wednesday.
That's cool, man.
Me and Dre finna do this shit called California Love with Roger.
Oh, okay.
It's gonna be the bomb, man. Give it up for California, man.
Yeah, I'd be glad to see you back out there too, man.
Oh, I got to take it all back, man. I won't be happy till I do it, because they got to be sorry for what they did.
I'm telling you, hey, I'm with you, man.
We got to, man.
Hey, but check it out. I want to come down and chill with you, man.
Come on, man. What's up? I'll be having Operations from the Bottom.
Yeah.
They be up in there with me kicking it.
Yeah, I like them. I gave a shout out to them, yeah. But I'm telling you, I got some lyrics, man.
Come on, you come with some lyrics, you can spit on any one of the songs I got.
I got some shit, I'm telling you.
That's for sure. We could do a song. You just got to come on. I'm in the studio today. I'm in the studio every day.
Okay, but what about Friday?
Friday, I'll be there. That's when Sister Soldier coming, too.
Okay, I'm going to call you. By what time before you be going?
I don't leave until 1 o'clock.
Okay, I'm going to call you, man.
All right.
All right.
I'll be here, man.
Oh, I love you, man.
One love. Love you,
hey,
too.
Hey, man, watch yourself, brother.
No doubt.
I hate to have to come there and test shit up for you.
Nah.
I'm telling you, don't send me back to Monster Bowl.
All right, man.
All right.
Come check me, man.
I will.
All right.
All right, there you go. There y'all have it, family. That's the Tupac conversation with Monster Cody. We're going to go in, but I got a 216. This is my sister, Kayla Wright out of Cleveland, and she's coming in. Kayla, are you there? Kayla?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, welcome. Okay, we got brother, you on the round table with brother Savannah Black and brother Messiah Rasu, and we going in, you know, on this video. But this audio we just heard with Tupac and Monster Cody, as well as other things. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you want to bring, or you want to introduce yourself and let the people know, you know, who you are and, you know, what are you doing, you know, basically in your life? Do you want to share?
Your
background in a nutshell, basically, is what we're trying to say.
Well, I'm actually a stylist, a salon owner for the last 20 years, a stylist for the last 25 years, and I was just listening. I wanted to listen in to hear people's comments concerning that Tupac that was a phone conversation that he was having.
Right. Did you get a chance to hear it in its entirety?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you already understand.
And then I was already familiar with it. I was just interested in seeing what everyone's intake was about that was.
Okay, you called at the right time, because we finna go in on it now, because we was building on some other stuff earlier. And I don't know if you heard the show earlier, because I know you said you was at work, and you called right in time. And then, you know, this is one of the sisters, brother Savannah Black and Messiah. This is one of the panelists that was supposed to call in. We had two others that were going to call in, but they pulled out, you know, due to the fact that things came up, but she came through.
Uh-huh.
And she may be visiting More Light Radio often, because being that she a hairstylist, I'm going to set up a show with her about natural hair versus, you know, chemical hair. So I'm springing that on you. I'm sorry to catch you off guard. But I know what it is you do now. That's something that you can come on and give us the science on. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. For real. All
right.
Okay. So, I'll be very interested in doing that.
It's going to be your show. Listen now, Kayla. You're going to be the host of it. Just like this one here, I got my co-host, Messiah. He's co-hosting me with this, because this topic here, he's more versed than me on it. This is radio is a platform for anybody who comes on that want to share knowledge in any aspect of life.
Okay. So, well, I was interested in knowing what people say. Take on that conversation.
Okay.
Was said, and what it did, what it actually did it mean to them, and what did it mean to them?
Okay. I'm going to let Black Messiah and them go in, and you just listen in. Don't hang up because you part of the panel. You on the show with us. I don't want you to hang up or because we all finna just deal. But Black Messiah going to start off, then Savannah Black going to go in, then I'll come in.
Okay.
I mean, then you'll come in, then I'll come in after all of y'all. So it's like a three-panel discussion. So y'all go ahead and mess it up. Go ahead, Black Messiah. And Savannah Black, you might take us. You might have to take us into overtime. So go ahead, y'all.
Yeah, hotel brother. Like I was gonna say, man, about that conversation. What I heard is just like a conversation I would have with you. What I heard is a conversation I had with my brother, Mr. Savannah Black, is because I was raised with two parents in a two-parent home while setting. And with that, one thing about Tupac always had love. So even with my demonstration and seeing the conversation, I always had love for my people. And I respect the G code because I was raised with my two-parent home, even though it was a struggle. It wasn't perfect between them. It's still together. It's a struggle. But I respect the struggle, and they raised me to be black and had my mind to be black, so all I knew was love. Now, like Brother Savannah Black, you know, she know a different background from what I know.
Somebody making a lot of noise in the background.
So, when we in this dialogue,
Yeah, somebody, I got too much noise in the back.
Yeah.
So I'm in the kitchen. Okay, come here. No, we didn't
So like for me and the
quality show. We need to produce a quality show. We need to kill the noise.
Okay.
Hello?
Yo,
Kayla, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, whoever was making that noise, they just mute themselves until they done doing what they doing and then come back in. All right, go ahead. Finish your statement.
Yeah, like I was saying, I know the brother Savannah Black. He know a different background from what I know. I know something different from what he know. But at the same time, it's like two different perspectives and backgrounds and dealing of what we would call hurt and pain to... Look like right here. I use my mind. I go up my heart. Park was a person that talked from his heart. There's other people that know that had to go through the struggle that could tell you, hey, bro, chill out with that. Chill out with this. I know you're a person in your heart. But, you know, it's all about those two individuals, those powers coming together for black and righteousness. Master Cody was talking. Master Cody went through. He had to learn through whatever struggle he went through. He came back to black. Park was born in the movement, and he was demonstrating, hey, man, I was born in the movement. I love black people, but every black person ain't black people. So he
right.
Learn...
Now, let's stop right there. Hold it up right all there. Right. Hold it right there. Hold it right there. Because, see, that's why I was telling, I was hoping y'all had y'all pens and pads and was writing some of this down, and I had wrote down a list of questions I'm going to ask because when I broke, that's why I said I want to just go on, you know, as where not they're saying you doing that, Messiah. You brought it to a question that I had written down, and I want to get an answer for that as to where when the brother said, okay, he said everybody black ain't your brother. Then Pac said, he said he was hesitant when he came to white people. He was ready for the war, and he shot them motherfuckers in Atlanta. He said, but when he came to a black person, he said, what, a black person was going to kill me. Now, you know we going through this issue in the so-called conscious community where you got your brothers attacking each other with all these debates. We going to debate over religion, ideologies, and stuff when the conscious community was supposed to be coming together, us all becoming enlightened to take ourselves to the next level, to liberate
right.
our people. And here it is, you got a gang member and a brother that was, like he told you, he said, you of that bloodline with the cops. And the cops understand because most of them are secret orders. You got the Fraternal Order Police, you got the Masonic Order, and, you know, it goes up the food chain. Therefore, by them understanding that this dude has to be taken up out of here because he is someone that can inspire change within the people that we have declared our enemy. But yet, Monster Cody come out and say, which is true, I agree with Cody, everybody ain't your brother and sister because they look like you. Now, I'm going to pause with that statement, and I'm going to let Kayla, I want to get her opinion on it. I want to get it from a female first.
Well, I'm just really trying to, because you all are, you mentioned a lot of different things concerning that issue.
Well, just take one that...
saying you mentioned a whole lot of different things, and so in order to get the real context of the content, I really needed to, I'm just trying to hear exactly your point of what you mean by that, as far as what Tupac was meaning by it, and how you might be using it maybe different.
Okay, let me break it down then for you, because, yeah, I did say a lot. And see, you know, we all, me and the brothers, listen, we all used to each other. We just pop, pop, pop. I know, you know, you kind of knew, and not that, you know. Let me just give you one specific question as where he done took all of it in. He'll be able to answer all that shit and go on. So I talk with these brothers all day, every day, and we got five different shows. Culture Freedom is on 5 days a week. So we all interact. So we just – but, okay, let's break that statement down that I made, statement / question. Is everybody that look like you your brother and sister, and should you do whatever it takes to make liberation?
I mean, I think, yes, I think we should. But sometimes people enable you to do that. You know, they make it where you can't support them like that because of some stuff that they own personally.
Okay. So
I think that we should go into it with that in with trying to help everybody out, but
so you saying in other words, you have to be because like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, he said you got to be patient with your people. So yes, I believe being patient with my people, but is it a time that you have to say hell with them because
they are
the whole movement? Huh?
I mean, you have to be patient with them, and I feel that you have to lead by example, regardless.
But is it a time
and if you're
that
not
you
willing to do that?
Negro, okay, my next part two question is, time you got to say hell with this Negro because that Negro is a hindrance for the whole. Do you, and what is that point you say hell with that Negro that's holding back the majority that's trying to move forward? What would be an example of from your point of view of you saying, I got to let this Negro fall by the wayside in order to move the rest of the people forward?
Well, I mean, when he's holding you down and you're not, your vine is not producing fruit, you know, then, yeah, you know, you have to at that point, but I wouldn't say at that point to it something that you do forever. I mean, you may have to lead him by the wayside for a minute and then, you know, continue doing what you have to do for the rest of the people, and then you still go back and get him.
Yeah, and I feel that way too. But you answered that perfectly, and I agree totally with that. Action, what this Negro may do is say, hey, I got to lead you. It's almost like even if you're dealing with a relationship, because the relationship don't have to be somebody you're dealing with as, you know, me and you are partners, as far as like I'm going with you, we're dating. See, and a lot of people look at stuff as, how would I react in a dating situation? How would I react in a business situation? All of that is tied in to the whole nucleus. Everything is tied in, but we compartmentalize it due to the fact we come up under the European thought process. We have to compartmentalize stuff, but everything is everything. That's how the African mind and the original black mind was.
The way
we
it used to
compartmentalize.
Be.
But so therefore, when you say this is enough, what is it on your personal level would be enough that a Negro would do that you say you're not being truthful to the movement? You know, where
I mean, to me, when they become, when they start to become more of a liability than an asset.
Okay, I like that. See, that's my you ain't gotta say no more. Let's go ahead, Black Messiah, you. Or Savannah Black is on you.
Yo, I want to, and you know, if I say, you know.
Yeah, I just want to let the sister get in and get her take in.
Yeah,
and
you
then,
know, and that was all, that was, I mean, that's what it is, because ain't no wrong or right, ain't no good or bad.
Right, but I'm saying the question is on you. The question
right,
now is
right.
on you. Where
okay,
do you
and okay, well, ask me the question and let me answer it off the rip.
And I'm
going to
let you
answer
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You had already dropped that and she felt that. And I felt what you were saying. We're going to move to the question and then get an answer to the question. Then we'll go to some more questions because time is winding down. So we're going to just start dropping
right.
the question. And then, you know, you can bring your knowledge in and get your elder, you know, because you're an elder. You're going to get that. I'm going to let you get that all that in. But we're going to keep
right.
moving through these questions, all right? That's how we're going to do it. And after the sister give her response, you get your wisdom. You see what I'm saying?
That's
Big
bro,
I'm going to let you drop the wisdom on it. I'm going to let you drop the wisdom on it. I'm going to let the sister drop her science and her wisdom, and I'm going to let you drop your wisdom. But we're going to go through a series of questions. We ain't going to go through a whole, you know, drop. We're going to do that on next
you,
week. We're going to drop the
you know,
sign.
You know what? I'm going to say this right here right to you right now.
So,
and I'm going to say this to the system.
I'm
going to
give you the
everybody
question.
Who listen, I know
yeah.
you're going to give me the question. You give me
yeah.
respect as an elder. Even
yeah.
the young or the lamb can teach. So do your thing, brother.
Yeah, you know, I'm. But see, I don't want to be. I want my people to talk tonight. I'm not going to drop no
That's
knowledge.
That's right. Okay.
I went off. That's why I did my ranting and raving the first hour. I'm going to let y'all drop.
Let's go, brother.
Then y'all drop. And if Savannah Black still in, he in, I'm going to let y'all answer the question and give it to the people. It's about y'all tonight. It's
mm-hmm.
not about me. Okay? I'm going to let the sister call in. She's going to get her day to build, and she's going to come back. She's going to talk to us about the hair and all that shit. Anyway. The question is, what point is it when you have to drop a Negro who is hindering the movement for the whole? That's the question. Get an answer, and then we're going to go to the next question because we got to go through this because we done played the thing. We got to go through all this stuff that Pac Man was talking about. That's what I'm trying to explain.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much. We can't just be stuck on this. We got to give an answer and keep moving through it. And like the sister said, she want to hear the different people's point of view. And y'all from a different part of
yeah.
the country.
Yeah, I'm going to give.
So answer that question. Just answer that question.
I'm going to give my answer.
And then I'm going to brief.
That's what it is, briefing. Let me give my answer.
Yeah.
What point
do right,
we have
right.
to drop someone is that it's to the point. Is that you give the people the knowledge. You work with them, they get in, they're receptive, but at the same time, it's like having a child. You raising your child, you doing the best you can do to give them the knowledge, and you bring around other people that could give them the knowledge, because that's why you build with groups of community, because somebody else in the group might touch your child and put them on what they know. But if a person or individual is not receptive and they're going to be destructive of what you're doing, I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy, or your child, or your woman, you got to do what you got to do and be with those like-minded energy. And it might sound harsh, but it's reality.
Exactly. And see, now, where's Savannah Black at? Black, you on? Get Savannah Black, because he know more of the biblical stuff. He more biblically adverse than I am. And when you start talking about the Bible, this is something that what me and you talked about earlier. And remember, I had it pulled up, but I don't got it no more. Even in Revelation, it tells you, Dr. York, I think it's Revelation. I need my biblical scholars, and they ain't here. Then Sunray ain't here. Now, Sunray is my dude. He'll pull the fucking verses out like it ain't nothing. But anyway, I'm going to make this statement, then I'll let y'all go in. It says you have to let go of your family to unite with your family in heaven. I heard that from Dr. York back in the 90s. I never understood it until the 2000s. You understand what I'm saying? My family in heaven, I united with. Now my family in the seven heaven is y'all motherfuckers right here on the phone with me. You understand what I'm saying? Because I was taught to always, because take care of my brother, because I was taught by my mama, you look out for your brother, y'all fight together, y'all do blah, 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 all that old bullshit. But my whole life was based around taking care of my blood family. But when I came into the knowledge of consciousness and understood the higher metaphysics of things, that just because your brother and your sister came through your mother's womb, that's their vessel that the spirit came through. Like when I started the show and I broke down about the planet being, it was void and in spirit. And then they got pissed and it fell into the third dimension. And then we came out into the physical. The physical person that comes out of that womb after you or before you, that don't mean that's so cool. Brother and sister. That's Christianity and white folks' ideology that teaches you that, that bounds you and entraps you and keeps you enslaved. Some of your family ain't come from your mama and your daddy. That's what the scripture says. You must let go of your family here and unite with your family in heaven, meaning your mind, the third eye. And they will treat you. That's why even in the scripture it tells you that a stranger will treat you better than your fellow man. Your brothers, your sisters, your cousins, and your aunt. So that coincides with what you were just saying, Brother Messiah. Your family will mistreat you because they know that you believe that they shall be forgiven for what they do to you and transgress. It's better a stranger do you wrong and keep it moving because you'll never see him. But when a stranger come among you, he will treat you better. And my family that I'm with now, my old lady, may she love light, rest in peace. She passed away. But they told me, they said, you in this family forever. That's why I ain't been back home. I went to Cleveland to visit and shit. That's my family up there. Yeah, they're my niggas, my mama living there. But this family will not let me leave because I'm a part of it, and I got a chieftain position in it due to the fact that I'm enlightened. You understand? Okay. Now, these people didn't know me from Adam. They didn't know me from Adam. I met that woman in Atlanta, Georgia, and was with her for 13 years. She passed away. They family always respected and honored me when we was in the funeral. The first thing they said, you was always part of us. And then we went up on vacation. You remember I did break black now. And we went up to East Chicago, Gary, Indiana, Chicago, Cleveland, all that. All them people, they told me, you is a part of us. That's my family in heaven. But when I got to Cleveland, them Negroes treated me like shit. As long as I bought beer, wine, liquor, and all that shit for them to be happy and party, them niggas loved me. But when I told them I wasn't going to do it, they got mad. See what I'm saying? And that's blood. That's how I ain't buying y'all right now. Okay. So you got to, you're on point with that. But, sister, you want to add something in, and then I'm going to go to the next question.
I mean, well, to me, it just depends on, I mean, I know what you're saying about your family in that situation. I don't find all families have those type of relationships together.
No, they don't.
But it's a lot of times people may not support what you're on. But as far as family, it should always be a mutual thing, and sometimes you do have to step away from your family. I feel like you could have stepped away from your family here and still met with like-minded people that were on the same issues, things that you were on.
And well, you're saying what I said. That's the point. That's what I'm saying.
You could have
I don't dismiss them like I was saying. I stepped away from my family, but I love them, and I deal with, like I just said, I just left Cleveland. But they still on a certain level that's not conducive for me. And like my brother, Savannah Black, and all these brothers, they all down in Georgia. We on a whole different mission. But you got your family that'll get mad because you on the journey. And it's not knocking them, saying, I forget them. But you have to cut them loose, like Brother Messiah was saying. You got to cut that. And you can't let nobody stop your journey because you are an individual anyway in this motherfucking world.
Right.
You are individual anyway. That's why all the movies show you, you start off with a whole family, you start off with a master teacher, and then they put you on a path. And you got to find your way. And then you'll find a stranger in the midst. Like normally it's always a man finding some old woman and blah, 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 blah. That's telling you something, and that's an ancient story that was told that the white boy tell you now. You, at the end of the day, you will walk your path alone, and you will unite with people that you don't know, and they will become your family. I'll show you now. You'll go to a job. You'll find friends. You'll find a boyfriend, a lover. You'll end up getting married. You married into his family, and y'all may get along. That's your new family in heaven. Right there. That's a simple way of saying.
You know, brother, I want to say this right here.
Go ahead.
And I'll go on record for saying this right here. With my kids, of course, no parent want to see their child go before them.
We need to start the show back over. I want to go
before my parents.
Where's Savannah Black at?
I want to see them, but at the same time, I want to go after them because no parents should see their child die. But I raise my kids and put them on the path to be who they are. And if they got the mind state, then so what if somebody want to kill you for being the best you're going to be? You only get one. And if you want to kill me, let's forget about all that being quiet. I'm not saying nothing wrong. I'm just giving you
not to cut you off. If the show stops, we gonna go over. We gonna reset the show. I need Vanna Black on there to set the show. Don't let y'all hang up. And if it hang y'all up, I'll call back in. Cause we going in the overtime. All right, Kayla.
Yeah.
Kayla, you there? Okay.
Yeah.
If you get cut. Normally it just automatically go in, and
I'm kind of curious on the subject of the Tupac conversation.
We're gonna get back on that. Let's go back into that. We got my dude. He was gonna go in and break it down. The other brother. You okay? We got 216. We got 9661. 661. You on? Who is this? 661. 661. Hung up. Okay. I'm looking for the dude. He was on the 111. Messiah. Did we go into overtime? Are we in the overtime?
Yeah, we're in overtime.
We're over. Okay, cool. We got, another hour? And so, let's use this time wisely and go into the Tupac stuff. Well, sister, why don't you put out some questions and me and
Black.
Yeah,
I have some questions. Based on what this conversation was about as far as Tupac is concerned, what is it that, is this something that you all are saying that you want to pick up and orchestrate, in your communities, or is it just, what I heard him say was so ingenious about what he was trying to do as far as bringing the neighborhoods and communities back, black communities back, to their mm-hmm. level that they used, you know, that they used to be on before everybody decided they want to become Caucasian. So
right.
I'm trying to
look at my girl.
See,
no, hey,
I'm
on this show,
what it is,
Taylor, yes. Not to cut you. On this show, we call it Negropean.
Okay.
Okay. Now I'll continue on, my sister. I'm sorry.
You know what I'm trying to see is that, you know, is this about we're trying to come together and do what he was trying to do as far as he was trying to pull the community back together, and what it truly started with, what was important, you know, as far as, you know, grabbing that youth and showing them something different and bringing, you know, what he mentioned about the bringing the fathers and the uncles in to get that respect back that was, you know, supposedly lost, that is one of the problems with this lack that we have in the communities, in our communities. You got these communities out here that don't have, we don't even have the things that we need in order to survive out here.
Yeah.
In our own communities, we don't even have anything, you know, to sustain ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What are we planning on? What is our plan to do something about that? I mean, we have these beefs with each other, which is totally ridiculous, but we have these beefs with each other, but we're not coming up with any kind of solution to change these things. We only, the things that we converse about make it worse. So what are we trying to do to bring back that black family unit the way that we used to have in the first place? All of this tripped out stuff that we are practicing now, that is not even our culture to do that. We never been a culture of people that separated from our grandparents, and we didn't have the wisdom of our elders to lean on and to, you know, as support. And that was our knowledge. We don't have the mother and father units in the households. What kind of things are we talking about? Are we going to
be talking about
to bring
right
those
now,
kind of things back?
We're going to hash that out, and that's what, and I'm glad, you see, and that's why you didn't, and I hope you go back and play this show, and you'll understand what I was, that some of the things that you're saying, I had mm-hmm. pointed out earlier in the
okay.
show, and you was at work at the time,
uh-huh.
and so you're reiterating a lot of stuff that is exactly where we at, and that's why we played this, and that's what the point now, you took it to where I wanted to go, where what Pac was saying and what Cody was saying, I don't care about the gangsterism and all that. Why, how he was talking about unity, organization, getting down with the gangsters and all that. Hey, take them out there and say, hey, give us the streets to this and give us that. I don't care about the other part. What you just said is a mouthful and 100% correct. And if a motherfucker got something to say against that and don't feel that, then I'll question you. I question your motives and where you coming from. And like I told them earlier, because I did a show one early in the, me and my brothers did a show. It's called Who Sent You? And who mm-hmm. paid you to come and be manipulative and decide and deceptive and try to divide up the community and break up what we trying to do. But I'm going to tell you this, Kayla. The problem is with black folks, they came under of a system of ideology, I mean, of the me-isms. White
mm-hmm.
supremacy gave them a concept, which I spoke about, and because you didn't listen, I'm going to reiterate it. It's called the Tavistock mm-hmm. Institute. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not, but
mm-hmm.
it's called the Tavistock Institute. These, and then you have what you call the Emory University, which is in Atlanta. You have Stanford, which is up in the Bay Area. You have MIT, and you have John Hopkins. Each of them deal with different facets of our livelihood, which is MIT deal with technology, which Barack Obama, he was dealing with in Hawaii, that all of them are CIA hospitals and colleges and things. Then you got the, as far as historically, you're dealing with the University of Chicago. Then you got, what's the, my other place? I love it. Smithsonian Institute. They deal with the historical deception of our people. But all these people come together and they build think tanks and they put millions and millions of dollars into coming up with concepts to control or persuade the thinking of us as a people. The mm-hmm. whole goal is with these groups is to always keep the Negro disenfranchised. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? So like you were saying, we always, as long as you got grandmama there and she's the matriarch and head, she's going to give you that wisdom. The father and granddaddy going to enforce it. The uncle's going to enforce it. But they broke all that up. And what they said.
Right, and that's so, yeah, they did. They broke all that up. And it's like we don't even have common sense enough to know to put it back.
Right. So they said, we're going to take the uncle, throw them in jail, throw, make the woman throw the granddaddy in the nursing home, throw the grandmama in the nursing home. She crazy. She don't want to hear nothing because we progressive now. We conservative now. We liberals now. We all these tags, but we don't want to be nothing when it comes, when the word indigenous, that's why I'm going to pass it to my brother and let him go in on that. We don't want to be nothing when it, when the name indigenous come up, when the name original come up, we want to be Negro, black, colored, whatever my PhD say, I'm this, doctorate of this and that and that and that. All that shit come from your oppressor. And all that symbolizes nothing but white supremacy. And when you take part in it, you uphold white supremacy. So even though you may look like you're living a comfortable life, you are still upholding white supremacy and partaking in it.
Yeah, I do. I do understand.
You don't realize it because your comfortability makes you forget about everything else. It takes away your analytical and critical thinking. So if you go back to the beginning of the show, I break down and show you where, why the schools were set up, and this, I dropped the knowledge. I don't want to, you know.
Yeah, I totally understand. I do understand,
but,
you know, that how
yeah.
they broke us down in this system. But I'm just saying, what are
so,
we going to do about it? It's going to take
okay.
us to.
So now we're going to pass to the Black Messiah, and he's going to try to give some type of insight on what needs to be done. I'm going to let him talk. And then I'm going to bring it back to you, and then I'll talk. And then hopefully, I'm waiting on 111 to come in, because 111 has some powerful shit, and he ain't dropped back in. But go ahead, Black Messiah.
Okay, so I want to say this right here. You know, everything I learned and what I do is that I have it's a struggle, even when you got two parents that's raising a kid on the same psyche, you got to do what you got to do. You got to raise that child on the same psyche. Some people don't have a situation. Some people are dealing with situations where they have children and their other significant other is not on what they on. But when you have that situation, you should only put yourself in that situation. Even if you don't have that situation, you should always implant or talk to your seed, whether you be able to have them every day or whether you see them, you should always be involved, no matter, ain't no excuse in getting to them. And you should always get to them and implant what you got to implant into them. Because what we're dealing with right now is that we have to deal, and we have to understand, we got to deal with ourselves. We have to raise ours. We got to deal with eyes and fathers. You know, I deal with so many situations. You know, right now, unfortunately, I got my queen, but she got other kids that's not mine biologically, but when they're in my care, they mine. So what I say is what I say. I'm going to bring them up on the education. I'm going to bring them up on what I'm saying, and it's a battle. It's a constant battle. But you got to bring and deal with your kids. You got right. to raise your kids on that psyche and that's being a man. Because we could get on the radio all day, and I talk on the radio. I'm on, you know, I be on a lot of radio shows. At the same time, my daughter's name is Sekhmet. And that's that warrior spirit, because at the same time, if you don't believe in what I'm saying, I'm teaching her to the point I'm going to have to calm her down and get her drunk with red wine to say, baby, the blood is out there. No, they ain't disrespecting me no more. To calm her down, because I'm arming all my people, especially my children, with that. And it starts in your house. It starts where you at, where you come out in your community. And it's just the heart, because when it gets to your mind, it's too late. It got to be in your heart. The conversation between Tupac and Master Cody is two brothers. Tupac had the heart, but he had to think, because everybody ain't with you that's black. Even my kids, and I'm going to tell y'all this, and I love my kids though. I can give them everything, but if they not in, it's in me to take care of my family and overlook some things. But overall, you got to get it on your own if you ain't in where I'm at. Because that's what my people did to me, and they aided me or backed me, but they go along to get along. I'm trying to fight this revolution and trying to produce something new, and I can't knock them for that, and they still love me. But me having the position I got, that if you ain't on what I'm on and you ain't trying to produce, or you ain't trying to be the God you are, or you ain't trying to be a part of nature, I don't care if you my child. I can't aid you or help you, because I gave you enough to do what you had to do for yourself. And I can't look out for you. You got to save yourself. I can't save you even if you my child, because my child, I'm telling you, I love my babies. I give them the information. But I'm going to do for them. But if they don't do, I'm not going to sacrifice somebody else that it might be a brother or sister on the phone right now to get information to, and they ain't on it. It don't work like that. It don't. Mm-hmm. It's hard, even if you give it to your own. You can't look and say, oh.
Okay. Sister Kayla, what do you feel about that?
I mean, I do understand what he's saying as far as that, but I feel like that, you know, what we have lost is that being an example. Once you have been an example of a certain thing, just like even you calling me about being on this show today, you had to have seen something in order to feel that you could, that I would be a candidate for that. I had to carry myself in such a way before I even tried to explain something to you about my point of view or something, you seen something in me first. And I think that's the same as we have to do with our kids. We have to be that example of what it is we're teaching. It's that, you know, they have these internets and they have all of these things that for every 10 things that you're trying to teach your kids, there's a million things to change, to teach them something completely different. So your influence has to be the most important influence more than anybody else's. And that's what I think we need to take to get back. In order to grab these kids, we have to show them what the streets are not showing them. And we're not able to do that. You know, everything is like, you know, me.
I'm gonna correct you right quick. We are able, but we're not doing it.
Right, that's my point.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my point.
But
you know,
said,
we don't like to put certain words
have vibrations, and I don't like, I'm not saying, I'm not coming at you, and this is what I had a problem with when shows on the revolution side, because you haven't heard a lot of my stuff and my material, and I'm pretty sure you're going to start viewing it so you can get where I'm coming from, because you're going to be back one or two or three, four times. Trust me, you're going to be on this show. You'll be one of my co-hosts too, and because you have a lot to offer, and that's like you said, I seen something in you. That's why I reached out to you, and we built like we built, you know. And we have to stop saying as blackies, we can't do this and we can't do this, or they ain't gonna let us. We have to say we're not doing. we're not doing. You know, let's try to get that into our lexicon, our vocabulary. We're not, as a people, doing. We got to stop saying, ain't nobody going to let us, because we talking like slaves.
Oh, I'm not saying you personally.
I'm not saying you personally. I'm just saying because you're new to the show, and I've had this battle with people on the show. So I don't want you to be a new person coming on saying they can't. I'm just saying that. It ain't pertaining to you. It's me reiterating because I get into arguments with people always talking about they ain't going to let us do this and we can't do this. This is other people that call on the show, and they know who the fuck they are. I'm not talking about you, Kayla. This is about other people.
We can't. Yeah, I'm saying it because
whatever the hell we want, we build pyramids.
That's right.
See, that's my faith. When people say stuff to me and I do some amazing shit at work and whatever, when I'm on my motherfucking plantation and I do something, I say, I come from the people that build pyramids. They be like, huh? I say, we build pyramids. And I keep it moving. Leave that on their thought. Motherfucker, I'm half man, half amazing. God damn it. We can do whatever we want to do because this planet belongs to us. So that's what I was saying. Mm-hmm. Go! I hated to cut your wisdom. Go ahead, sister.
No, I'm just saying that I feel that that's what this is, where we need to take back our families. We need to take back our families, and it's going to start. It needs to start with that, and then once we do that, then we can start spreading out to our neighbors, to our communities, and then and so on and so on. But first, you know, just like what he, what Tupac did, he had to get a platform first.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to do it. So, you know, our platform may start with our household. You know, once, you know, they see the difference in your children and how they carry themselves and the way that you know, they doing and how they're content with this and that, then other people start coming in to, you will start coming in to your knowledge based on the examples that we're leading.
Yeah.
And that is something I think we really need to really question, you know, is like, what are we giving off? You know, we've allowed them to have us all into this Nicki Minaj and all these, you know, these superficial things, you know, that got us all pitching against each other. That is just a distraction.
And right. This one thing that I would like to lead by example. And all I have is my family.
That's right.
All I have is what I learned. And you know, I can speak.
Where is Savannah Black? Go ahead.
I could be very well versed. I could get on the radio. But at the end of the day, I talk to my daughter every day. I talk to her like I'm talking to y'all now. And people are like, well, she gonna say it. She understand. And if she don't understand, it's going to be to the bar because I never set the bar low for her, that she going to understand because I could be nice. At the same time, I could be like, hey, baby, this, that. She understand my vibration. If a person don't understand what I'm saying, they want to, you got to use words. No. My daughter know what I come from and what I'm saying and my vibration and how I'm speaking. Like, everybody else know my vibration. Don't deny what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I give my vibration because it's people that say words, but you gotta know what they saying behind them words and how they using the words. Because sometimes they could use them words to elevate you, or sometimes they could use them words to damn decapitate you, or try to. Because you stand up for truth, they could just cut you, and they can't do that. You can use them words. All you can do is cut me. You ain't kill me. But if you want me to do it, I can do it. You know what I mean? But I say it's about the babies. It's about elevating the babies and the youth. And I tell people like this right here. With me, I got girls. So even more importantly, I got to put information in them because they are nations.
Right.
You know, I could break it down any way and get into any and this and that. I'm just trying to be like on the street terminology. I'm a thug, so I can bring it down to the science, but I'm coming thug because I'm just trying to be direct. And
ain't nothing wrong with it. But hey, check this out. I want you and Kayla to hold on. y'all gonna get y'all. No. Because when we come back on the other side, we gonna get back to what the sister came on for and what me and you came on for. We gonna get back to the Tupac questions, and then we gonna come up with some solutions, or we just gonna throw solutions out. We done already gave our testimonies of what we went been through. That's good, fine and dandy, and that's information that can help people, because we all come from somebody. We all relating to what other people from other walk of life can give a testimony to. But now, when we come back, we're going to give some forms of solutions. You dig what I'm saying? Like the question presented, what can we do? What needs to be done as a people? And we're not going to deal with it on a personal level, because we already done that right now. We've talked about our personal stuff. We're going to talk about us as a whole, us as a people. What solutions can we do?
Yeah.
As on a collective.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
But we're going to get into a song. I want y'all to go get y'all some water, whatever it is y'all want to do. I'm going to play a jamboree, and then we're going to come back from that music break, and then we'll build again, okay? I'll play two songs, and then we'll come back in and build. Kayla, stay on the line. Go get you some water. Just keep your phone open and go get you some water, some juice, you know, some bonbons, whatever you want, sister. But I'm going to play two songs, and after those two songs, we'll come back, and we'll start talking about solutions and solutions only. Nothing about my personal and what making me pissed off. We ain't dealing with that no more. It's over. We talk about solutions, and how can we use some of the stuff that presented, like the sister said, we stay on the subject, because that's the thing. We always tend to get off subject matter on Culture Freedom Radio and the different shows, because somebody, you know, not saying you know, we got off, but we tend to get off. Let's get with what Tupac said, some of the things him and Cody was saying that can help us. Can we still use the things that he was saying in that conversation? How can we implement that shit now and make it effective for us as a people? Keep in mind that while you're on your break. Let's go into the break. Here we go. We going in with our boy Nizaz on the real. All right.
Yeah.
Here we
go. Finally, I've been this nigga on the real. All you crap niggas know the deal on the real. All you crap niggas know the deal.
Put the crown where it's at. 10 years, never been done this real by nobody. To my seed, may I lead you into no greed or evil. In the categories of stories, I breathe my sequel. You know the money blues, blunts broken 22s, monkey see, monkey do, shorty sipping sunny do. Now it's BSOP in the Phantom, mad smoky, murder trees, cruising gat and stash, so it won't poke me. Up in the trunk plaza, sweet 3010, don't make no noise cause we dirty, tell them hoes hurry in. We got the room lit up with perfume and mad booming, there's videotaping, blooming asses on the zooming lens. Rolling on your nondescript niggas, you're marked for death like Colombians with bad coke that jip niggas. Tilt the Dutch, twist it up the ooey if you're skilled enough. And will we trust the loser dead to 9 milli bucks?
On the real,
that verse is 10 years old, 9 and a half years old.
All you crap niggas,
street disciple,
the
rebirth coming at you this year, baby.
On the real,
it's on, baby.
Crap niggas, know
yeah,
the deal.
To the hood, may this be the day that we pop them bottles. This is mandatory, what if there's not tomorrow? You know the murder rate, jealousy, you heard him say. He say, she say about cheddar, he don't deserve to make sipping clear liquor with niggas that talk sideways, listening close to every word in case they violate. Up in the project, apartment 5B, sparking leaves about to read, counting everything the block see. We about to need to take the corners from them cowards, get it on so y'all can move more cook powder by the hour. Hold in case we gotta rip niggas. Loaded, Teflon coated projectiles or flip niggas. From ninth grade to lightweight to grams, to my mans with guns in hand, police bands, they miss the summers again.
On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal. On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal. On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal. On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal.
Yeah. Power to the people, death to the phonies. This beast of the mic, 1-2 check, got federales on me. And they look like you, approaching me like how you homie. The FBI see only one problem, they try to slump me. After the young black male, cause he makes a lot of money. The hustlers make crack sales, cause they deprived and hungry. My country hates it, I could run free state to state with honey. While making cake with real gold, they plate rims of Humvee. The bush broker, the kush smoker, nigga. Just when you thought it was over, look over your shoulders. I'm 30 now, babysit drinks and sip them slow. Motto, no stress, smoking less than I did before. See, the kid was broke till I spit it vivid. Expressions of hard living, ghetto children of a lesser God. Religion with fast women, expensive cars. Y'all witnessing over 10 years, the best denial. On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal. On the real, tomorrow all you crap niggas know the deal. Let it, let it. You crap niggas know the deal. On the real, yeah, it will. What up, niggas know the deal. On the real, crazy shit, y'all. On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal. On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal. On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal.
It was the question many of President Bush's critics had been waiting to hear for weeks.
On Iraq, the so-called Downing Street memo from July 2002 says intelligence and facts were being fixed around the policy of removing Saddam through military action.
The memo says that the head of British intelligence told the British government that President Bush saw a war against Saddam as inevitable and that intelligence in Washington was, quote, being fixed around the policy.
We now have the so-called smoking gun memo from British officials, written in the summer of 2002, detailing the ways in which the Bush administration was planning to manipulate intelligence to create a culture of fear around weapons of mass destruction in Iraq to justify a war.
Let me now turn to our program for the future.
Economy right now, it's extremely supporting of the president and his policy.
FBI scientists have found chemical traces consistent with a bomb or a missile on a piece of wreckage. Police using clubs and tear gas against demonstrators.
Sullen, a white fascist. Like they said, you're getting some of your own medicine.
You can't fool all the people all of the time, but if you fool the right one, then the rest will fall behind. Tell me who's got control of your mind, your worldview. Is it the news or the movie you taking your girl to? Know what I'm saying, cause Uncle Sam got a plan. If you examine what they telling us, then you will understand what they planting in the seeds of the next generation. Feeding our children miseducation. No one knows if there's UFOs or any life on Mars, or what they doing when they up in the stars. Because I don't believe a word of what the president said. He's filling our heads with lies, got us hypnotized when he be speaking in cold words about crime and poverty, drugs, welfare, prisons, guns, and robbery. It really means us. There's no excuse for the slander, but what's good for the goose is still good for the gander, see.
I don't believe Bob Marley got me cast off. 31 years ago, I would have been a pantser. They killed Huey because they knew he had the answer. The views that you see in the news is propaganda.
I don't wanna die by a nuclear bomb. I say we all rush the Pentagon, pull out guns and grab the intercom. My first words would be, I believe man made God out of ignorance and fear. If God made man, then why the hell would he put us here? I thought he's supposed to be the all-loving, the same God who let Hitler put the Jews in the ovens. We don't fall for the regular shit. They try to feed us all this half-ass leadership, flipping position. They turn politician and shut the hell up and follow tradition. Boy, your TV screen is telling lies to your vision. Every channel got some brainwashed cop shit to watch. Running up in niggas' cribs claiming that they earned shots. It's a plot. But Buster, can you tell me who's greedy or big corporations, the pigs or the media? Sign of the times, terrorism on the rise. Commercial airplanes falling out the skies like flies. Make me wonder what secrets went down with Ron Brown, who burned the churches to the ground with no evidence found. It's not coincidence. It's been too many static incidents. It could have been the Klan who put that that bomb at the Olympics, but it probably was the FBI. Deep at the core, cause if they make us all panic, they can start martial law. I don't believe Bob Marley died from cancer. 31 years ago, I would have been a panther. They killed Yuri cause they knew he had the answer. The views that you see in the news, propaganda. I don't believe Bob Marley died from cancer. 31 years ago, I would have been a panther. You killed Yuri cause you knew he had the answer. The views that you see in the news, motherfucking propaganda.
Because we understand the system better than most groups understand the system. And with this realization, we attempted to form a strong political base based in the community with the only strength that we have, and that's the strength of a potentially destructive force if we don't get freedom.
All right, all right. Welcome back to More Light Radio. Y'all tuned in, y'all listen to Messiah, Black Messiah. Y'all listen to Kayla Wright, and you know who I am, your boy, Brother Anthony Shabazz L. Love and light, peace. And we're going to go back in on this Tupac conversation with Monster Cody. Is my round table back in? Y'all done had your water and digest what y'all had to digest. Hello?
What's up, brother? I'm here.
And I get a hotep, an amen, a hallelujah, or whatever. Miss Kayla, are you back? Miss Kayla?
Okay.
Okay. Hey, there we go. You back in?
Yeah. Hello?
All right, you back in the house? All right, one love. We're loving like to you too. All right, we got Kayla Wright on, and we got Brother Messiah and myself. But now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go into solutions, and we done hashed it up. We done heard it, but we don't have to use thing unless, Miss Kayla, you still need some things answered about the Tupac, but we can use that as, you know, some of his ideology, some of Monster Cody ideology, you know, in your solution. I can't tell you how you feel, you know, about how things should be done, because it's your personal view. And then I'll give my personal view after you guys. So whichever one of y'all want to go first on dealing with solutions based off of your own personal concept, or if you want to incorporate what Pac and Cody was saying, y'all both can do that, you know, and we'll go in. So whoever want to go first, feel free to go first.
Okay. Well, I just think that it's something that we have to start trying to do
from home, you know, and then once we have done it, you know, we not only when we're doing it in our households, you know, we got to reach out and influence, you know, somebody else's children, you know, if to come into a certain type of understanding. Mm-hmm. That's just something that we have to do. We all have certain talents and gifts, and if we can just take those gifts and spread and teach someone else, you know, that's what, you know, that's what we do. That's what we have to do. We have to start somewhere.
Yeah. Now, can I ask you this? I don't want to be putting you on the spot. Is
mm-hmm.
it
go ahead.
Thing, okay, you know, because I've been away from home. I've been home. I came
mm-hmm.
home last month. But I wasn't there long enough to know what everybody's doing. But is it any programs that you personally are involved in or things that
yeah.
you implemented that you're doing? And if you
mm-hmm.
is, please share that with the public and let them mm-hmm. know. Because, see, I want you to understand, you ain't just on no radio show that's not being heard. You're heard all over the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're being broadcast all over the world. This is internet radio, and you got people calling in. That's why I was looking for my 111, even though I know he's
mm-hmm.
United. But you got people that's listening to you in different countries. So
mm-hmm.
your opportunity to share whatever it is you're doing as far as the community, and I'm also going to give you an opportunity, even after you share that, I want you to share what, you know, your business.
Mm-hmm.
And give
well,
number.
I'm gonna tell you this, the things that some of the things that I have shared, like I've been participating in, I do a lot of fashion shows and hair shows and stuff
mm-hmm.
all the time
okay,
because
give
of
us that.
Being
Let's
affiliated.
Stop right there. Let's stop right there. Give the
mm-hmm.
name of the fashion show. Give the information
oh, my
because,
goodness.
Like I said, we in overtime.
As far as
get, overtime.
Wait a minute.
Oh, hold on.
The names of the fashion show is way too many.
I mean,
when I say I do a lot of them, I do a lot of different shows. So it's not like any particular show, but we do a lot of shows. But my point is that I'm making is that because I started doing these shows back in 84, I was doing
mm-hmm.
so many shows that what
mm-hmm.
I started doing was I started reaching out to community recreation centers and stuff like that, and I started teaching kids what I was doing. Now, this was just one part of my, you know, to me, one of my gifts that I have was as far as doing the shows, I reached back and I noticed that a lot of these kids and these young women are doing certain things. They just need a platform for what they're doing. So I reached out and I grabbed a couple of kids that I had started working with, and I've ended up working with over 75 kids in the last few years. But it's like once you reach these kids, you don't let them go. You know, like I started out teaching these classes. It was supposed to be something I just did for 3 months, and it turned into something I ended up doing for 15 years. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I watched these kids grow. These kids that started out in my class, I watched them grow up. I ended up going to high school with them. I ended up they moved on to college. Some of them have moved on and had children. It's, you know, once you grab
now,
these, once you take a hold of these kids, you keep them, you know. And my shop was Visions of Drama. And the Visions of Drama wasn't like bad drama. It was just, you know, what's your vision of drama? Because my styles that I do are very dramatic. But when I started doing the fashion shows and hair shows with the kids, you know, that particular organization for me was Vision and Image International. And that was something that I was doing with bringing the kids together, and it all started with a vision. But what we ended up doing just went so far beyond that, you know, and these kids now also teach, you know, they teach different things. So that and me taking time out of my own schedule just to give back and give to somebody else, it inspired a lot of people to do a lot of different things. And I have a lot of the girls that I work with have gone on to do the same thing that I'm doing now, you know, and that's just so awesome to me. But it just started out with somebody caring, you know. So I think that, you know, if you're an electrician, if a person is an electrician or if you, you know, you work on cars and something like, grab a couple of boys from the neighborhood and show them, you know, just show them, you know, just inspire them to, you never know what they may go on to go on and do more than what you're doing with it. But it just takes that time to do that. And it is fun. You know, so many different directions. It just takes, you know, it just takes time to do it. You know, a lot of times we talk about, and it's the same thing as what you were, you know, you all were talking about as far as the knowledge that you all give out, and what you're, you know, what, you know, the movements that you all are pushing and stuff like that. Teach a few people, you know, outside of, you know, outside of the people, the same people that you usually affiliate with. It will be really appreciated. You never know who you aspire to be the next Tupac.
Yes, I mean, that's what I deal with. I deal with the youth. I deal with gang members and stuff like that all over the country. I've dealt with them from to Atlanta to now I'm in Tennessee. And I got GE and Lords. All I deal with everybody. CB, that's how I work, you know. You know, me and you probably never crossed paths, or we may have crossed paths, because I'm born and raised in Cleveland. You born and raised in Cleveland. But we may have never crossed paths. And that's why I want people to know. I don't even know you, but we from the same town. And you just a sister that I linked up with. I think you know my brother, Fats. That's why I think I met you, with Deshaun. That's, I think, how I got in touch with you. But we in the same town, and here it is. This sister would speak, you know, I'd be put shit up and you'd be dropping the science. That's what made me reach out to you, you know. And I, like I'm saying, I don't even know who you are, you know, but through Facebook. And then we got a chance to talk, but I'm bringing Messiah in. And let him get his thing, and then I'll come in. But like I was saying, you know, that's something you're doing. But before you go, I want you to give out your information on your hair salon, what you're doing, where you're located, and all that. I want you to promote your stuff on this show. So if somebody ever come into Cleveland and they need to, you know, get their shit popped, they, you know, you may be a candidate that they look at. So I want you to do whatever you need to do and don't, you know, feel no restraints about promoting what it is you do. Because you was invited on this show to drop the knowledge, and we're talking about, you know, uplifting our people and working with our people. So working with our people is trying to get, you know, black people to support black people in any aspect it is. You know, so don't feel as though you got to be restrained about talking about what you do and where you located. If you in Cleveland, my shit in Maple Heights, my shit in Bedford Heights, come on over here. Do all that shit. You free to do that here. This is how we get out. This blog talk radio, internet radio, you ain't got to be, you know what I mean? But I'm going to let Black Messiah go real quick, and he going to get his solutions and his philosophy. And then you can come in and get your plug for your stuff. Then I'm going to close it out with my whole, you know, overall view of what we was talking about. And then I'll call you later, and then I'm going to set up a show for you to come on with perm hair versus natural hair. That's next week. Or if, you know, whatever, when you convenient. But Black Messiah, go ahead. Do your thing, man.
Yeah, I just want to come in, man. You know, I'm listening.
You know, me and you go in all the time, but I just wanted to let the special guest get her in.
I want her to get all her in.
You dig?
She was wonderful, and she brought feminine energy, and, you know, she questioned.
She got a head at
not her. Only did she question, she stated what she felt, you know?
Yeah, and we got to have that, and that's what I want.
Right. No, because nobody trying to judge. Yeah, nobody trying to judge nobody on what they saying.
Yeah, and she just talked the real. She ain't challenged nobody, disrespect none. She just kicked it, and what can you say? Like I say, I'm gonna bring her around. Even if I just bring her around once a month, she might have a, she might come in and just do a once a month thing on Mo Light. You get what I'm saying? Whenever she wants. So, Sister Dolly, it is what it is, but it's on you about solutions. That's the question. Don't flirt with my guests. No, I'm just playing with you. Black Messiah.
I was saying, man, everything everybody was saying right now, It was on point as far as what we could do and how we could come together, even with the Master Cody and the Tupac, is because, you know, like I tell individuals, you know, the best thing I can do, and this is what I do as an example, I teach this out in my house with my kids. I got babies. I don't have them. I didn't procreate if I didn't understand what I was doing.
Hold on.
When I walk out my door, I'm saying, but, you know, we get an answer to the solution. When I walk out my door.
Right. But this segment ain't about personal. So you talk about personal. We did that already.
When you walk out your door, the first person you see, if you can help them, enlighten them, or bring them up, that's what you should do. Because it's a thing that we don't even respect our own community, because we'll go to different communities. Even when we go to them different communities, we got money and we want to live it how we want to live it. Like you said, Brother Andy, it's the individual. But if you're in a Black community, and that's because maybe your money ain't so-called right, or maybe you might get your money right and leave the Black community. But wherever you at, you should be in the Black community, getting a store there, raising the little kids, talking to people, the old ladies, everybody in there to know, man, that's Brother Anthony Ed. That's the sister on the phone. That's the Brother Messiah. You know?
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Okay.
That's all
now,
we can do, if we can come together with that idea.
Okay.
It takes
okay.
us. It's just all we do.
Here go question number two. See, okay, we got to, because like I said, we ain't going, you know, you dropping it. But we got to stop it so we get these questions, because, see, people want to know the answers. And like the sister want to know the answer, I want to know the answer to this. Now tell them what Black Messiah is about and what he do. I want you to get your bio, all right, and tell them how you are impact community as large. You dig what I'm saying? Let's go into that. Stay on that topic there. We gonna deal with what you are, because see, even though you gave it earlier a little bit, there's people coming in now. They didn't hear, so you may have to reiterate some of the stuff. But then give us, you know, what it is you're doing to but listen, here go the trick. Let me finish.
All right.
I want you to incorporate like she did, because she did it so eloquently. She incorporate what Cody and them was saying. What is it that they said that you can incorporate, or is have you already incorporated that into what it is you're doing to give a contribution to the community? And then I'm going to finish off, and then everybody can go home.
Okay. Okay, as a Black Messiah, I learned to stand, I stand for love, life, light, liberation. I stand on my squares, four L's, a 90-degree angle, 360 degrees. The foundation is love. And what I do is that I tell everybody that if a lot of us been raised with the Bible, so the Bible is a book that can be encoded. The Bible has been taught to us on a flat line. But if we learn it in dimensions, we can find the dimensions in ourselves to elevate ourselves. Not really if someone talk about the Bible, because if you come from the Quran, I can teach you from that. Any book of understanding you coming from, I got the master builder's pay. And
okay.
What I say about that, and what I say about that is people will kill the master builder for his word because they feel if they just kill you or take it or do what you're doing, they don't really live it, and they can kill you. And that's all Masonic, Moorish, into the Egypt. But what I'll tell
exactly.
the people is that what I give you, what I tell you, you can do more works than me. You can elevate it more than me. I'm really just a teacher. All I'm doing is teaching. But if I teach and you go out there and you perform, you can have millions. Because what I'm telling you, you ain't no greater than me. I ain't no greater than you. It's a science to what we all can do, that we could just be one. It ain't that hard. It's a science. It's just a simple, it's ABC, so simple. Love. But we want to go to love, we can deal with that. But love. Just break it. Simple terms, love. And like I say, you know, we have to deal with the babies. Now, brothers, like you said, bro, what we can do right now, we got to love. We got to learn to study. We got to learn to open our minds. But at the same time, for those who don't want to hear, we got to say on our level, we got to say, we at least got to give it to the youth.
Exactly. The youth is the future. Now, Kayla, you want to add something else in before we close out? And I'm going to give
well,
my
I want to say that I do agree with what he was saying. I do agree mm-hmm. with that, and that is where we have to really start. We just have to actually start doing it. You know, we really have to just start incorporating it, and sometimes it doesn't come off as that. I get told so much that I am so militant, and you know, I get accused of, you know, being a whole bunch of other stuff, and really it's not that, just because I have a lot of self-pride in our people, you know, doesn't mean that I am against all other people. But I do choose to speak more concerning our people, because that's, to me, where our lack is at. You know, our lack is not in these other cultures, you know, and yeah, they have done a lot of things to handicap us, but I think we do enough to handicap ourselves. And when we can, you know, truly get off of those things that are being done to us and start taking matters into our own hands and making a difference in our own personal lives and then in our own family lives and then so on, I think, you know, then we will be able to make a change. But we have got so far, you know, so far out of so far away from our original roots that, you know, sometimes, you know, that's we wonder, you know, where's that going to lead to? Where's that going to lead?
Nowhere. A road to destruction.
Yeah.
Like I say, Brother Anthony, you know, the sister on the show, and one thing, you know, like I had to say, sister, I'm glad you called in, and it was a pleasure meeting you. But you got brothers out there like myself that you say what you say, you do what you do, and I'm going to ride with you. I'm going to defend you. That's all to it. I'm a warrior. I mean,
right.
that's all to it. I ain't trying to go alone to get along because, hey, man, I ain't trying to play no game. I stand alone, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, those who with me. And when it comes to our queens, we got to defend our queens, especially when the queen stand up and say what it is. We got to defend that because she has that mentality. That's what our children will have because we get our
they
game.
They will have that same mentality. That's
like
the point I'm getting at.
So we got
when you hear a woman talk like her,
come to war with me, brother. Don't mess. Yeah, I feel you, brother. You right. Go ahead, brother. You right. Go ahead.
And what he's saying about that is, you know, that is, you know, that is so key too. You know, just the way that we've been allowing our black women to be so disrespected the way they have been, not realizing, you know, the what she's taking on her back. It's really amazing. I don't even understand that. You know, I think, you know, we are one of the ones that haven't sold out yet. Like, you know,
you have sisters like you. The thing is, they have been now because these black niggas, they sold out for so long. Now you have an sisters start to sell out and become bad wenches for the beast.
Yeah.
And you're having that problem. But that's another subject for another show. And like I told you, I will be calling you, and you will be a part of this, whether you know it or not. Mm-hmm. You're going to end up being a part of this thing. And like the brother said, because of your mindset and because the world don't want to hear your militant, this will be an outlet in a venue where you can vent that off, and other people will pick up on it. And where ignorant Negroes you see every day can't understand it, you now have a place where you can let it be heard, where other people with like mindset like you will embrace that. So I want to let you know you're part of the More Light family, and you're part of the Culture Freedom family. So whenever you want to come on, whatever you feel like you want to drop, you can drop it on Friday, because that's my day. My slot is Friday. And if you just want to come on and build, hit me up and say, "Aunt, I want to go in on this, or I had this problem and I want to just let it out," you're more than welcome. And if I'm not around, Messiah around, because Messiah is my co-host. So if me, Messiah, you know, and you welcome to be the sister on the show to do what you want to do. So we'll go in on whatever topics you want to go in on. Like I told you, you know, I already told you already, whatever you want to build on. So I'm going to close the show out by dropping what I feel. I agree with both of y'all perspectives and where y'all come from. And we just got to come together with a plan. And like I say, the plan that we come up with can't be even discussed